Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead! What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viera Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tri-City Storm back again for another weekend of action here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. The Storm with three games in 3 days this weekend. Tri-City starting off here on Friday night in Lincoln to face the Stars, the third consecutive game for the Storm against the Lincoln Stars. Then on Saturday and Sunday, they'll have two games, their first two matchups of the season with the Fargo Force. I'm Jared Sheffrin. We're inside the Viera Wireless pregame show. Viera Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm in the Viera Event Center. Get more with Viera Wireless today. Visit us at Viera.com. Storm and Stars split a weekend series last weekend. Tri-City won here in Lincoln. Lincoln Stars won back in Kearney at the Viera Event Center. Storm had a sold-out building on Saturday night, but the Lincoln Stars prevailed in that game. Final score in that one, 5-4 Lincoln. Tri-City got behind 4-2 after the first period, and they came back, but they couldn't get it. And each team scored one goal in the third period. Storm started out with Hayden Levine in net. He got pulled after the first period. Jacob Johansson only allowed one goal through the second two periods. But again, it was not enough. Tri-City had big weekends from Chase Berger, as well as Connor Valenzano, Austin Poganski, and Garrett Gomez, all of them with big weekends. And they're looking for the same here this weekend. Three games, starting with here Lincoln tonight at the Icebox. Should be a good crowd on hand in Lincoln here tonight as we get set to do battle. Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars. And the Storm, this is game number 48, so we're getting to the latter parts of the season. And when that happens, it's time to see some affiliate players and get set for next season as the Storm and Lincoln Stars, along with the Fargo Force, who we'll see later in the weekend, will be looking towards the future. Neither of these three teams looking at playoff berths this year. And the Storm will see it tonight. They bring in affiliate player Matthew Freitag. Freitag was drafted in the second round of the USHL Futures Draft, the Phase 1 draft, in May. Freitag was drafted, played this season for Wayzata High School in Minnesota, had a great season once again for Wayzata, and he will be in the lineup tonight. Freitag will be wearing number 21. He's 5'10", 160 pounds. Out of Wayzata High School, Freitag, a 1997 birth year, he is committed to the University of Wisconsin, and tonight he will play with Connor Valenzano and Austin Poganski on the Tri-City Storm's top line. And when we talked to Jim Holt in the Coach's Corner in a little bit here on the Viera Wireless pregame show, he mentions about all the skill and the high-end talent that Matthew Freitag will bring to this team here in the future, a guy who is definitely being counted on to produce at Wayzata and will be counted on here for the Tri-City Storm already this weekend in three games, slotting him right on this top line with Valenzano and Poganski. No waste in time to get Freitag in the lineup. Storm will go with Jacob Johansson in net. He'll face off against Bitzer. The Storm saw Bitzer both games last weekend, and Jacob Nehama not getting much of a chance here as a backup for Lincoln. Lincoln had one game during the week. They went to Waterloo and lost 6-2 to the Waterloo Blackhawks at Young Arena. So Lincoln doesn't have the game on Saturday as fresh in their minds as the Storm do, and Tri-City has not played a game since that game in Friday between the two teams. But for the Stars, their lineup looking very similar to what we saw last weekend. Their top players all in the lineup. John Simonson is in. We see, you know, other great players for Lincoln. Brandon Smith, Jonathan Debien, Dominic Sacco had two goals last Saturday night. Lampasso's in the lineup. And the defense is sound as well, headed by Zach Fry with Colquist, Franti, Hunter Anderson, Zach Pittman in there as well, and a full lineup here for Lincoln as well as Tri-City. We'll take a break here on The Breeze in the Viera Wireless pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines, and we'll talk with the coach in the Coach's Corner coming up next here on The Breeze.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm take on the Lincoln Stars tonight at the Icebox on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Viera Wireless pregame show. Here is the Storm get ready to go. First, let's get you behind enemy lines here on this Lincoln team. Presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viera Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And tonight we'll look at Brandon Smith. Smith for Lincoln, the second leading scorer behind John Simonson. And Smith this season has 16 goals and 13 assists for 29 points in 44 games. He is tied with Simonson with 6 power play goals. That leads the team. And he has 5 power play assists. He's picked up a shorthanded goal, 1 game-winning goal. He's got over 100 shots on net, and he's got a shooting percentage of 15.8%. Smith has been good all season for Lincoln, but most recently he's been good against the Storm as well. 2 goals and 3 assists in the 6 games against the Storm this season. and that includes 2 power play goals. And Smith tonight is starting on a line with Dominic Sacco, who also had a big night on Saturday against Tri-City. Jonathan Davien will be on the right side with Smith. Smith, not committed to college yet, 6'1", 200 pounds. Guy to watch here tonight in Lincoln, and that is your Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. Now let's go inside the coach's corner. Got a chance to talk with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, before this one. See what he had to say.
Coach's Corner, Jared Schaffrin alongside the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, as the Storm gets set to open up a 3 games in 3 days stretch, starting here in Lincoln. Final time of the season at the Icebox. They'll have one more matchup with Lincoln to close the season on April 5th. But here tonight, Coach, getting another game here, third in a row with Lincoln. How was this week in practice? What are some of the things you guys worked on in practice this week?
Well, I think you and I talked after the last game that it was nice to see the offense come around last weekend, but sometimes it came at the expense of the goals against column. So we tried to tighten up some things defensively with a bit of our system work and again, try to keep the positive momentum flowing on the offensive side of the puck.
pretty used to Lincoln at this point now. You've seen him a couple of times. What are some of the things that you've had success with when you faced this team the last couple of days?
Well, I look back to last Friday in here, and I thought we did a great job taking over the game in the second period with a low cycle and a lot of offensive zone time. Some of our big bodies played really well in here. Pogansky's two goals in particular come to mind, where he just bowled the puck to the front of the net, and he was a force to be reckoned with. So we have to, again, it seems like a broken record, but forecheck and offensive zone time are keys to us against anybody, but especially this team tonight.
One of the new guys joining the lineup for this week is an affiliate player by the name of Matthew Freitag. You haven't seen him play yet. What are some of the things that you've heard about him? Obviously, he was drafted last season. I'm sure you've talked to a bunch of people. What have you heard about him?
Well, the common denominator, whether it be NHL people or other scouts within our league, is he's high-end elite skill level, and that's something that's probably music to all of our fans' ears, and it certainly is to the organization. This is an area that we have to improve upon. He's got a reputation as a kid with a great shot, quick release, and has put up a lot of points in Minnesota high school hockey. He's a good, solid, built young fellow that looks like he's going to be a big part of our puzzle.
And you stick him in with Valisano and Pogansky right away. He gets to play with some of the top-level talent guys that we have on the team right now. Talk about why you put him right up at the top there.
Well, when you're bringing in an offensive guy, you can't put him in a bottom six role. You have to put him in a spot where he's comfortable and where he's used to. And this is a lot of pressure on a young man coming in. He just flew into Lincoln here today and going to jump into one of the most difficult buildings in our league to play in. So the fact that he's with two Minnesota guys might help too. And I just think I want him to be comfortable to play the game that he's always played.
That said, you've got Garrett Gomez now down on defense, another kind of injury illness ridden week here. Talk about the move with Gomez to put him there instead of going with 5D there.
Well, that's the look ahead with three games in three and a half, or basically 2.5 days this weekend. I didn't think it was wise to run five defensemen tonight because there wouldn't be much left, especially come Sunday, on the five guys. So we've had the luxury with Garrett back in the back end, and we're hoping that Fritz has been down with a flu bug all week. We're hoping he's available, if not tomorrow, then Sunday. Della won't be in all weekend. He's still experiencing some post-concussion issues. So we go back to Garrett, but fortunately, by this point in the season, he's had a lot of experience at it, and we've had a lot of success whenever he's played back there.
Got a chance to talk to him last week after the win here in Lincoln, and he seems like he's just going with the flow, and he doesn't get affected by it on the bench. He's just doing whatever you guys tell him to.
No, one of the great attributes of Garrett Gomez is his disposition and his outlook, not only on hockey but on life. He's just a terrific person, and you're right. He handles all adversity and success with the same even-keel approach, and that's what makes him the perfect candidate for a guy to kind of bounce back and forth between forward and defense.
Tri-City Storm going up against the Lincoln Stars tonight. Jim Holton joining us here in the Coach's Corner. Coach, we thank you for your time. Wish you good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jarrett. Talk after.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Schaffern back with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. You just heard from Coach Jim Holton before this one. Storm going up against the Lincoln Stars tonight at the Icebox, and it's time to get you the Burger King lineup presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Now, we usually do the road starting lineups, but tonight we're going to do the home starting lineups first for Lincoln. I'm still trying to get the starters here for the Storm. Lincoln will start their top line tonight, which consists of Dominic Sacco, John Simonson, and Jonathan Dabien. Sacco on the left wing will wear number 9. He's 5'9", 165 pounds. Got 9 goals and 6 assists for 15 points in 38 games this season, and boy, did he have a big night back on Saturday in Kearney. Sacco with 2 goals and an assist was a huge catalyst to Lincoln's huge offensive first period and got the Storm in a hole early. Dominic Sacco going to be one of those guys you want to watch out for tonight. He's starting wearing number 9 on the left wing. At the center, number 15, John Simonson, 5'10", 175 pounds. Simonson this season is leading Lincoln in scoring, 18 goals and 24 assists for 42 points in 46 games. Simonson is a +4 this season, and that's a huge number when you got a Lincoln team that's lost a lot of games. 6 power play goals, 7 power play assists for Simonson, leading the team in both those categories. He is committed to North Dakota. And on the right wing, number 18, Jonathan Dabien. Dabien, 5'8", 165 pounds. This season, Dabien wearing number 18. Dabien, 5 goals, 4 assists in 38 games here for Lincoln on the right wing. On defense, number 5, Jared Kolkfist, 5'10", 185 pounds. Kolkfist is committed to Merrimack College. This season he has a goal and 18 assists in 46 games. On the right defense, number 21, Zach Fry. Fry is 6'1", 195 pounds, and he is committed to Alaska Fairbanks. Fry with 6 goals and 15 assists for 21 points in 27 games. In net for Lincoln tonight, number 33, Michael Bitzer. Bitzer, 6', 200 pounds, out of Bemidji. He is committed to Bemidji State, And Bitzer this season, it has a record of 12-16-6 with a goals against average of 3.04 and a save percentage of 90.5. He has played in 38 games this year. That is your starting lineup for the Lincoln Stars. Now let's look at the starting lineup for your Tri-City Storm. The Storm will start their top line tonight of Matt Freitag, Connor Valisano, and Austin Kolganski. Tri-City going to look to use Freitag and give him the start here in Lincoln in his first USHL game. We talked about him earlier. Freitag, a highly regarded prospect for the Storm, playing in the Minnesota High School League out of Wayzata all season, but Wayzata lost in the state playoffs, so it's time to bring him in to Kearney. He'll be here all weekend, and he'll get the start wearing number 21, 5'10", 160 pounds, out of Wayzata High School. Freitag, this will be his first USHL game. He's committed to the University of Wisconsin. At the center, number 20, Connor Valisano. Valisano, 5'10", 160 pounds, out of Duluth, Minnesota. Valisano has played in 48 games this season. He has 9 goals and 17 assists for 26 points, and he's also had success against Lincoln this season. Valisano, in just 3 games against Lincoln, he has 5 points on a goal and 4 assists. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Kolganski, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. In 42 games this year, Kolganski has 13 goals and 6 assists for 19 points. He is committed to the University of North Dakota. On defense for the Storm, they'll start Jalen Schultz on the left side. Schultz wears number 8, 6'1", 170 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota. And Schultz played for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays last season. Through 44 games this year, he has a goal and 7 assists. Scored his first goal of the season here in Lincoln a couple weeks ago. Grant Hutton will be on the right defense for Tri-City, wears number 5, 6'3", 195 pounds, out of Carmel, Indiana. Hutton, also a player from the Corpus Christi Ice Rays, played with Schultz for a little bit, has played 7 games this season, and has picked up an assist for Tri-City. In that time, the Storm will start in net with number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds. Johansson, a native of Stockholm, Sweden, and he is played in 37 games with a goals against average of 2.87 and a save percentage of 91.5%. Tri-City scratches tonight. Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Torrey Dell, and Cutler Martin all injured. Daniel Fritz is under the weather with an illness, and Joey DiBenedetto is scratched as well. Storm coaching staff are led by head coach Jim Holton, assistant coach J.B. Bittner, and the athletic trainer is Matt Stern. I think there was a little bit of a technological difficulty here in Lincoln with their starting lineup, but they've got their music back up and going. They've got the lights up and running. Here the Storm are on the ice, and now Lincoln is set to take the ice. We'll get you our New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street, Kearney, New West. For the athletes and all of us, three keys to victory tonight for the Storm against this Lincoln team. We talked to Jim Holton earlier, but a big key for the Storm last week in this building was to create offense below the dot, down low. If the Storm can get in deep, work Lincoln, get in deep, and really, really work hard on offense, they're having success offensively, and it's going to be led tonight by Valisano and Poganski again, and they'll have Matthew Freitag with them here tonight. Second key for the Storm, got to silence this crowd in Lincoln. Being told it's very close to a sellout crowd here in Lincoln, a lot of fans in the stands. Storm have won twice here this season. It's a very tough place to play, but they've won here a couple times. Got to score early, got to work hard to start this game, take the crowd out of it. And finally, for Tri-City, they need to get a great game out of their defense here. Without Daniel Fritz, Garrett Gomez shifts to the back end, and he'll play defense with Kevin Kerr. Schultz and Hutton will be a pair. Larson and Gardner are together, and it'll be very key for the Storm here to try to get a great performance out of their defense in this game against Lincoln. Tri-City in game number 48 of the season against this Lincoln Star team, and it should be a good one here as Lincoln getting ready to, and set to start announcing their starting lineup at the laser light show going here in Lincoln. This is the final game in Lincoln between these two teams this season. 8 total matchups between the two this season. Tri-City has won 4 of the first 6. Tonight is the final meeting in Lincoln. And the final meeting of the season overall will be the last regular season game on April 5th in Kearney, and that'll wrap up the season. That night on April 5th is Fan Appreciation Night, as well as a 10th year anniversary of the Storm winning the Anderson Cup in 2003-2004. It'll be the 10-year anniversary, and we will honor that Anderson Cup team. More details coming as you'll hear from some of those favorite players from back in the days of the Anderson Cup with that team coached by Bliss Littler. As Lincoln announcing their lineup here again, Jacob Johansson against Michael Bisser. That's the lineup, and that's the starting matchup here for tonight's game. Again, should be a good one here on the breeze. Don't go anywhere. We've got the puck drop in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play coming up next here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The skates are on, the helmet's tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars about set to go here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We thank you for joining us, packed house here in Lincoln as we get set to go in this one. Storm wearing their home white uniforms on the road here with purple lettering and numbering on the back. Black helmets for Tri-City. They will go from left to right on your radio dial. Lincoln in their black uniforms with blue numbers on the back, white lettering on the name. Black helmets for Lincoln tonight. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial. And we are about to drop the puck. Connor Valisano and John Simonson on the opening draw. And it is won by Tri-City right to Matt Freitag, who gets it to Schultz and now Hutton. And Hutton in the Storm end will retreat behind the net and get some speed to go up the far side wall, banking off the far side glass. Back towards the Lincoln end. Race won by Poganski. Centering pass there was knocked away by Lincoln. Put it into the corner. Back to Poganski. Poganski leaves it there for Freitag. Puts a hit on a Lincoln player on the back end. And now it squirts out to the Storm side of things where Hutton will pick it back up. Grant Hutton off the near side. Turn it over. Chance in front for Lincoln here. The loose puck is knocked away. Freitag coming back to help there defensively. Hutton's got it forward. And he backhands it deep in the Lincoln end. Storm make a change. Lincoln has the puck. Stars knock one through neutral ice into the Storm end. Gomez back for his first shift defensively here tonight. Got it up and out of the zone. And now it's Lincoln who will knock it back into the Storm end. Gomez on the far side. Got it up top but can't get it out. Quick shot on Johansson. He makes a save and he covers up. Stopping play here. A minute into the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars are scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Face-off is to the left of Johansson now in the Storm end. Tri-City now with McMurphy, Eastman, Lebowski on with Kerr and Gardner. Face-off won by Lincoln. Carry up, got it up top towards the blue line. Kept in by Pittman. Took a shove there from Eastman as he put the puck back in deep. Now on the near side corner, picked up by Lincoln. Carry banked it up top but out of the zone. Pittman's got a hustle back to get it. Eastman is chasing him. And now Pittman on the near side, intercepted by McMurphy. McMurphy got it down low. It's banked off the far side wall. Taken by Lincoln in the top of the zone, kept in by McMurphy, though. Now the Stars have it back, and Lincoln has control. Lincoln on the near side, flips it into the Storm, and Johansson guides it into the far side corner. Larson back there to get it over to Donovan Gardner. Gardner on the near side, flips it forward, Lebowski in neutral ice. Lebowski gains the red line, backhands it into Lincoln end. All Tri-City players go off on a change, except for Gardner, who remains out there. Lincoln got it back through neutral ice. Storm had it back in their own zone. Bit of confusion there on the far side. Lincoln wins the play. They centered it. Gardner takes it away. Played it on the far side, but he couldn't get it out. It's in deep to the Lincoln, in the Storm end by Lincoln. Lampasso put it into the near side for Paratino. Milan shoving Paratino. Puck pops out to the center. Hutton starts it for Hutchison. Got it to Mayer. Mayer flips it up and out of play. And we get a stoppage here with 17:41 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Back and forth early start here, and the Storm bring back out their top line. Tri-City with a late change here as Kevin Kerr and Schultz came flying onto the ice, didn't know which one was supposed to be out there. I have a face-off at center ice, and it's won by Lincoln, but a Star player fell down, got back up, put it into the Storm and Kevin Kerr, chasing back on the near side, trying to pick up possession in the near side corner. Poganski there as well, Magnus Hoff, and Keegan Ward for Lincoln. Hoff's got it in the corner. Hoff behind the net. Hoff into the far side now. Balasano poke checks it off his stick, but Gomez can't clear. It's back down low to Kevin Kerr. Kerr behind the net over to Gomez. Gomez with Ward on him. Got it forward to Balasano out of the zone, but not much further as it picked back up by Lincoln. They bank it off the near side wall, back into the Storm, and icing is whistled on Lincoln. Tough icing call there on the Stars, but it is whistled. 17 minutes to go. Here, 3 minutes in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play at the Icebox in Lincoln. Storm and Stars are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Chase Berger now on the faceoff for Tri-City in front of Bitzer in the Lincoln net. As the Stars win possession off the draw, it's thrown forward and in a neutral ice. Shot in on Johansson by Christensen. Johansson makes the save on the long-range shot, and now Wilkie has it. Two Lincoln Stars players run into each other near their bench, and now Wilkie's got a chance here with Berger. Wilkie with a chance to the front, went through the crease, nobody there. Pat Curry on the far side keeps it alive for Tri-City. Curry to the center, found Wilkie for a shot. Bitzer deflected away with the stick, and now Curry keeps it in deep once more. Curry on the near side wall, trying to get it down deep. It's cleared out by Lincoln, sent right back in by Donovan Gardner. Tri-City going to go off on a line change. Lincoln going to try to rush the pace up, but their pass got deflected away, and now it's taken by Gardner and banked back into Lincoln end. Puck rolled in on Bitzer, who covers up and makes the save, stopping play. 16:09 to go here in the opening period. Tri-City and Lincoln scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Not any grade A chances for either side yet. Just feeling things out here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game. Jacob Johansson, Michael Bitzer, the two net miners, have each made two saves. Faceoff in the Lincoln end is won by Tri-City. Nice work off the draw by Eastman to keep it in deep. Eastman with McMurphy and Lebowski. Pucks won by Lincoln as they have it in their own end. Played on the far side through the center, and here comes the Stars with a rush. Into the zone, and a stop there, Fry. Zach Fry to the center, banked off a stick of Smith, and now down low, Smith gets it back. Takes a hit. Pucks moved to Larson, and Frederick Larson got it forward. Eastman knocks it out of the zone. Lebowski got it into the Lincoln end. McMurphy's all over Fry, trying to get a turnover. He does to Mayer. Mayer gets pawed down, trying to throw a shot that missed the net wide, and now Hutchison comes in deep to play it. Got it in on Bitzer, who makes another stop and covers up the stop play once more. 15:22 to go in the opening period. Tri-City and Lincoln are scoreless here at the Icebox. It is the seventh of eight meetings between these two teams this season. Final meeting at the Icebox. We get a stoppage right off the draw. Storm get tossed out of the circle. Drew Mayer will come in to take it. Cody Milan, Nick Hutchison on the ice. Gomez and Kerr are the defensemen for the Storm here. Faceoff's won forward by Tri-City. Played around the far side wall. Hutchison put a hit on his man but didn't get the puck. And now Lincoln's got it up the ice. Gomez got a poke check to stop that. And Milan will take it over for Tri-City. Milan into the offensive zone now on the near side. Milan tried to go for the center, and he couldn't get it to Hutchison. Pucks down deep. Milan gets it back. Tried to find Mayer. Poked away. Hutchison finds it. Takes a shot. Misses the net. Rebound on the near side. Gomez keeps it in deep for Milan. Milan tried to center it. Taken away. Bouncing puck through the center. Lincoln able to get it and take it out of the zone, but it's taken back by Kevin Kerr, who sends it in deep off the backboards. Tri-City able to make a change. Lincoln has it, banked it off the near side wall, back into the Storm end. Gomez played it with a glove, no icing, and now Gomez will have some room to skate here with Poganski. Poganski on the near side into the zone. Poganski's driving in the net with a shot, a save made by Bitzer, and he hangs on. Best chance of the night for either side thus far. Poganski with a strong move into the zone, just took a shot, trying to keep it low and try to get a rebound, but Bitzer was able to hang on and stop play. 14:27 to go in this first period, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Scoreless game in Lincoln. Quick chance off the draw for Tri-City, and Bitzer makes the save. Couldn't cover the rebound, though. Poganski in deep to try to play it. Down low to Valisano. Valisano in the near side corner, trying to get some space. Backhands it deep to Poganski. Poganski in the corner, working with Valisano. Poganski still working here. In deep. Two-a-side battle. Valisano dove down at the puck, trying to move it. And no hand pass whistle. The ref said it was okay, but now Pittman takes it back out for Lincoln. And Pittman able to get it to neutral ice. And here's the Stars into the zone. A quick shot save made by Johansson. And he covers up and some pushing and shoving in front of the Storm net. Donovan Gardner defending the crease for Tri-City. Keegan Ward trying to get in close. Gardner having none of it in front of Johansson. 13:51 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Lincoln are scoreless. And that there from the first line is exactly what Jim Holton has been talking about, trying to get his team to work deep below the circles, especially Poganski and Valisano, two guys who can grind it out and win battles, creating chances. Berger tossed from the faceoff circle here to the right of Johansson, but Wilkie steps in and wins it for Tri-City. Schultz able to get it around the far side. Larson finds Berger in a neutral light. Berger, leading Storm scorer against the Stars team this year. Berger with 5 goals in the first 6 games. Lincoln able to break the Storm dump in and now move it into the Storm end. Chance in the front, a save made by Johansson. Davien set up Simonson, and Johansson had to be good with a save there. Now Davien hit by Curry. Loose puck turned back to Lincoln. Sacco with a shot, save Johansson. Rebound, Berger. Chase Berger guides it out of the zone, banked it forward. Gloved down by Lincoln and sent back to Tri-City's end as Grant Hutton got it forward. Hit the linesman, back to Sacco. Sacco. Send it back, and it's Fry who dumps into the Storm end. Fry wanted a chase, but he lost his balance going against Hutton. He hammers Larson, and a penalty whistle. Larson and Fry tangled up after the big hit. Larson takes his helmet off. Not sure if there was a malfunction in the helmet on the big hit from Fry. Official was right in front of the play and called it to the Storm. We're headed to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. 2 minutes for head contact on Fry. We are exactly 7 minutes into the game. Faceoff in the Lincoln end begins the Century 21 power play. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Lebowski trying to get it in deep. It's wrapped around the near side. Poganski comes in, stops it there, kicks it forward to himself with a skate, and a penalty whistled here for interference. Poganski was trying to jostle and get position, and a penalty is whistled for interference, and Connor Valisano is the man off. So just 14 seconds into the Storm power play, Valisano whistle for interference, and we will have 4-on-4 hockey for the next minute and 46 seconds here in Lincoln. 12:46 to go in the first, 4-on-4 for the next little while here, scoreless game. McMurphy tied up the faceoff and got it forward to Milan, who skates it out of the zone. Milan past the red line, dumps in. Into the corner, Milan goes back to get it, finding McMurphy behind the net. But McMurphy couldn't bring it with him behind the net. Now Lincoln able to move out. Stars have it in neutral ice. And it's sent across ice pass, knocked down by Schultz with the glove. Milan has it on the near side, got it to McMurphy. McMurphy keeping control over to Schultz. Schultz on the near side, now Milan. Milan past the red line, shot it into Lincoln end. Back to get it, Connor Franti wraps it around the near side wall, kept in there. Up top, Schultz. Schultz on the right point with a shot. The save was made, and now on the far side, Lincoln with the rebound. Minute to go in the 4-on-4. Stars have the puck. Lincoln with it, dumped in by Smith on a deflection, and now Johansson leaves it for Kerr. Kerr swings it around over to Freitag. Freitag playing 4-on-4 here. Got it up and out of the zone. And through neutral ice, Freitag moves in with Lebowski. Here's a chance. Lebowski tried to get it to Freitag. It was knocked away by Lincoln. Freitag was open on the back end. And now Lincoln has it. A shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebound is up top, and Johansson gloves it to stop play. One of those plays where Johansson got the initial save with a stick, and it banked off the backboard, up into the air, and was going to be right in front of the crease. Johansson alertly got out in front and snagged it with the glove to stop play. 31 seconds left in a 4-on-4, and then an abbreviated 14-second Lincoln power play. There's 11:31 to go in the first scoreless game in Lincoln. Faceoff won by Lincoln. Quick chance. Went wide, and now the rebound picked up by Berger. Berger able to skate it out of the zone. He got Wilkie on the far side. Tried to get it forward for him, but it was played by Pittman for Lincoln. Makes a nice turn and heads up the ice. Pittman into the zone. Flipped it in. Goes and chases. Tried to get it to the center. Puck pops into the air. Loose puck picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie down the far side now. Past the red line. Into the zone. Offside. Was going to be whistled, but Lincoln able to take it out to neutral ice. Glove down by Schultz. Schultz into the offensive end. Here's the Stormer killing a penalty now for the next 8 seconds. Lost the puck, and now Lincoln will move forward. Stars with it into the zone. Opportunity to score. Magnus Hopp makes it 1-0. A power play goal. 2 seconds to go in the Valisano interference. And Lincoln has a 1-0 lead. 10:48 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Magnus Hopp got in alone and he beat Johansson 5-hole. Johansson usually very good on those breakaway situations, but that time he was beat 5-hole, and it's 1-0 Lincoln. Magnus Hopp with the goal this season. Hopp now has 9 goals and 18 assists in 43 games. Faceoff to resume play is won by Tri-City, and Milan backhands it into the Lincoln end. Gloved by Bitzer. He keeps the play moving, gets it to Fry on the far side. And Storm trying to get the possession back here as Hutchison got it deep for Milan. Milan gets held up, and a penalty whistle here, I think, to Cody Milan. High sticking whistle, and Milan headed back to the box. Storm will have to kill this. It's a GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. 1-0 to score here in Lincoln, and Frederick Larson is headed off the ice now with the trainer Matt Stern. The injuries continue for the Storm Defensive Corps. As it is, the Storm have a forward, Garrett Gomez, playing defense, with Daniel Fritz out, Torrey Gallo out, Cutler Martin, who's actually in attendance tonight, but is out for the remainder of the season, Sean Lang out for the remainder of the season. And with all the defensive injuries here, adding Larson to the list is not what the Storm want. Larson took that head contact hit from Fry and has not stepped back onto the ice since, except for to head to the locker room. Now with Milan in the box for 2 minutes for high sticking, and Lincoln already 1-of-1 on the power play, Storm need a big kill here in the GNC penalty kill. Face off to the right of Johansson to resume play. Off the wall, it's knocked out of the zone by Poganski. Nice job by Austin Poganski. Lincoln with it in neutral ice now. And Simonson on the near side. Simonson in the zone. Takes a shot that deflects it on Johansson. He makes the save and covers up. 10:09 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period here on the Breeze. 1:43 remaining in the Milan penalty. Storm trailing 1-0. Hopp with a power play goal from Blake Christensen and Zach Fry at 9:12 of the period. Faceoff won by Lincoln, but it's sent out of the zone. Here's a breakaway for Poganski. Poganski on the breakaway. He fakes, shoots, and scores! Poganski with a short-handed goal. Ties the game at 1. Made a backhand move and beat Bitzer to tie this game, and he injects some life on the Storm bench who were trailing 1-0 and had to kill a penalty right off the faceoff in the Storm end. Lincoln swept the puck out of the zone, and Poganski was off to the races by himself. Finishes the play for his 14th goal of the season, tied with Wilkie for the team lead. And Poganski has been a special teams expert for Tri-City this season. That's his second shorthanded goal, and a guy who has been there on the power play and penalty kill all season long ties the game up at 1. Goal was scored exactly 10 minutes into the period, less than a minute after the Hoff goal, but Lincoln's still on the power play here as we resume play. Hoff, who scored their goal tonight, has the puck, got it down low, now back up top, and fake on a shot from Fry. Fry moves in deep, shoots to the center, was blocked in front by Schultz, and it's cleared by Valisano. Bitzer out of the net, playing it back to Paratino. Turned it over to Lebowski for a second, but he got it back. And Paratino flips into the Storm end. Gardner around the wall. Hit McMurphy, and McMurphy picks it up and sends it all the way down. Bitzer again with a big pass. Turned it over. Here's a chance. Hutchison on a breakaway. He scores! Hutchison, breakaway goal, and the Storm take a 2-1 lead with 9:13 to go in the first period. Nick Hutchison's second goal of the season and the second shorthanded goal on this power play. Poganski with a breakaway goal. Now Hutchison gets a turnover and capitalizes. Two shorthanded goals on the same Lincoln power play for the Storm. They have a 2-1 lead. 47 seconds still remaining on this Milan penalty. And the Storm just trying to finish up this penalty kill here. They've already scored two goals on it. And Hutchison's second of the season. Lincoln going to dump it back into the Storm end. 2-1 Tri-City lead. We've had three goals in about a minute. Storm get it out of their end. And now this crowd, which was roaring after the first Lincoln goal, has silenced two Storm goals on this Lincoln power play as Sacco sent it in deep to Lampasso. Back to Sacco with a shot. He just missed the net wide. Sacco, dangerous, missed the net, and now Franti can't hold it in at the line. It's back to neutralize for Lincoln. Storm get a turnover and neutralize. Had two players run into each other, Eastman and Hutton, but Mayer up the ice, he shoots. And it's save made by Bitzer. I believe the puck went out of play. 1 second left on the Cody Milan penalty, and what a couple minutes we have had here in Lincoln. A Magnus Hoff power play goal made it 1-0 at 19:12. But the Storm then scored two shorthanded goals on the ensuing penalty from Cody Milan, which gave Lincoln their second power play. Poganski, shorthanded, unassisted. Hutchison, shorthanded, unassisted. Both goals within 47 seconds of each other, and now the Storm are back to even strength. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the first period. Puck bounces in the Lincoln bench, and we get a stoppage. Here is we're back to 5-on-5, and somehow the Storm have taken a 2-1 lead. Tri-City is now the leader in the USHL in shorthanded goals with 10 this season. Hard to imagine that the Storm were the leader in that category. Team USA had 9, Tri-City had 8 coming into the night, but they pick up 2 in a minute's time, and they now lead 2-1 over Lincoln. Off the faceoff, Lincoln able to move it to neutral ice. Eastman stealing off his man as Lincoln entered the Storm end. Now it's Gomez who jumps into the play. Gomez to Mayer into the zone. Mayer tried to drop it to Eastman. It was knocked away but kept in by Berger. Down low, Eastman. Eastman tried to center it. It was knocked away by Lincoln but kept in by Gomez on the near side. Gomez with some help here from Berger. Gomez able to win that battle himself against two Lincoln players and send it in deep. Now it's a Lincoln possession, and they send it all the way down, but icing is waved off as Simonson won the race to the puck. Gomez on the near side, trying to get it out of the zone, send it ahead for Wilkie, and now Berger sends it out of the zone. Berger got the red line and sent it in deep to the Lincoln end. Bitzer out of his net, stopped by Berger, got it to Wilkie in the corner. Wilkie in the near side corner, getting pressed in by two Lincoln players. Donovan Gardner trying to keep it in, but he couldn't. Keep it on their possession. We kept it in for a second. Now Lampasso got it out. And it's Berger for Tri-City. Cross-ice pass, Wilkie. Wilkie gets hit. Lost possession. Fell down. Still trying to get it back. Loose puck is brought in by Lincoln onside. Lincoln to the center. Paratino never got it there. Lampasso lost it behind the net to Berger. Berger's been a hawk here on this shift. He's been always around the puck. And now Hutton Send it forward. Curry, nice pass to Wilkie. Couldn't handle it. Storm got to be careful here. As the puck bounced out of play, the official says, but the Storm, no, they will, yeah. The Storm are going to get whistled here, I believe, for too many men on the ice. As they were changing and the puck hit Curry near the bench. 6:36 to go in this first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Too many men on the ice is the call on Tri-City. Pat Curry going to serve the penalty. And again, Lincoln with an opportunity here. 2-1 Tri-City lead. 6:36 to go in the period. Storm shorthanded once more. But off the faceoff, Lebowski tried to get it out. Kept in by Lincoln. Nice keep in with the glove there. But now it's sent all the way down by Kerr. Fry had kept it in with the glove. But Kerr sent it down. 15 seconds gone by in the GNC penalty kill. 6:15 to go in the period. Storm leading 2-1. Lincoln banking it into the Storm end in the near side corner. Kerr is in a battle here with Schultz against three Lincoln players. Pucks end up won by Christensen up top. A shot save made by Johansson, deflected in to the chest of Johansson. He makes the save and gets a stoppage. 6 minutes to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City is leading 2-1 over Lincoln here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 1 minute and 24 seconds left in the too many men bench minor to Tri-City, being served by Pat Curry. Berger on the faceoff against Simonson for Lincoln. Off the draw, Lincoln able to win it. Boganski out to the point, deflection in on net, guided away before Johansson got it by Gardner. Kept in on the line, deflected in on Johansson. He makes the save with a glove and hangs on. 5:49 to go in this period, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Storm lead the Stars 2-1 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minute 13 to go on a bench minor for too many men on Tri-City. Lincoln 1-2 on the power play tonight. This is their third opportunity. Faceoff one forward, and Tri-City able to knock it out of the zone, but Poganski couldn't get it too much further. And then a puck was banked off of Poganski. Lincoln has recovered, and they send it back in deep. Wrapped around the wall to the far side. Gomez couldn't get a hold of it. Shoves his man into the wall. Puck's moved to the near side corner. Berger popped it into the air. Bouncing up top. Kept in at the point by Fry. Now into the near side corner. Simonson up to Fry. Fry to the center of the zone. 43 seconds to go on the power play for Lincoln. Fry moving in deep. Switching spots there, centering pass on the doorstep. Smith couldn't handle it. Deflected on its way to Smith, and he got a piece of it, but it slowly rolled in on Johansson. He made the save. Johansson stopping play. 5:12 to go in the period. 36 seconds left in the Storm penalty for too many men on the ice. Tri-City leading Lincoln 2-1. All three goals have been scored on special teams. Lincoln a power play goal from Magnus Hoff. Tri-City shorthanded goals from Poganski and Hutchison. Lincoln off the faceoff has the possession. They have it on the far side, Paratino. Paratino from the circle got it down low. And now a cross-ice pass over to Pittman. Pittman got it back on the side for Marchand. A centering pass and a shot missed the net wide from Lampasso. Had Johansson out of position, but he missed the net. Now a chance in front is knocked away, and Hutchison sends it all the way down. Hutchison, who has his second goal of the season here on a breakaway shorthanded, knocked it all the way down, and the final seconds tick off. We're back to even strength. Lincoln sent it all the way into the Storm end. Icing whistled on the Stars. And Tri-City will have an offensive zone faceoff. 4:32 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. The Nebraska Lottery's most popular scratch game, Trucks and Bucks, is back. So get happy. You can win a brand new truck. Stop by your nearest Nebraska Lottery retailer and play Trucks and Bucks today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Face off to the left of Bitzer, won by Tri-City. Lebowski tried to backhand it into the corner, and he did get it there. Work being done in the Lincoln end, in the corner. McMurphy trying to get possession sealed off by a Lincoln player, and now the Stars have it. Lebowski keeps it into the zone. Lincoln with it still. Now it's out of the zone, and it's all the way down into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Paratino wins the race. Paratino trying to get past Hutton on the backboard. Got it to Lampasso. Lampasso back to Paratino on the far side wall. Taken away by Lebowski. Here's Eastman on a rush. Eastman down the far side. Eastman holds, fakes, holds, shoots. Loose puck, they score! The Storm have scored, and they lead 3-1 over Lincoln with 3:49 to go in the first period. Third consecutive goal for Tri-City. Eastman with the patience there on a rush to hang on to the puck, and I believe Dan Lebowski may be the man that pushed it home. Kyle Eastman made the play, held on to the puck in the slot, took the initial shot, and yes, Dan Lebowski will get credit for the goal. Kyle Eastman picks up an assist for Tri-City. Lebowski and Eastman working well together, and Dan Lebowski has his sixth goal of the season. Tri-City leading 3-1 over Lincoln here at the Icebox. Still 3:45 to go in the period. Donovan Gardner almost turned it over at the top of the Storm end. Mayer got it, though. Mayer almost turned it over in neutral ice, but Kevin Kerr got to it, and he knocked it onto a Lincoln stick, but now it rolls right back to Kerr in the Storm end. Kevin Kerr. Dangerous play, lost it to Simonson. Now a chance in front for Lincoln. Had Sacco streaking, but he couldn't do much. And now Mayer got it out of the zone, but couldn't get much further. A bouncing puck in neutral ice. Nice job by Mayer in the Storm in neutral ice. As it's poked forward, and now Hutchison finds it. Past the red line, shoots into the Lincoln end. Pitzer out of his net to play it for Lincoln. And Lincoln will cycle here, trying to get a breakout play. Storm in deep on the forecheck with Freitag. And Poganski got a piece of it, trying to get a turnover. Lincoln still with it. Under 3 minutes to go in the first. Tri-City leading 3-1. Freitag in deep on the forecheck here with Poganski, trying to get a turnover. They do. Valisano into the zone. Valisano goes behind the net, looking for someone up top. He's got Gomez on the point. Gomez fakes, shoots. Save is made by Bitzer, who looked around for a second and hangs on to it. 2:37 is remaining here in the first period. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Three consecutive for Tri-City from Poganski, Hutchison, and Lebowski. Two of the goals for the Storm scored on the same penalty kill. Two shorthanded goals for Tri-City as they have a faceoff win in the offensive zone. They guided the puck there on Bitzer, who made the save. Gomez keeping it in on the left point. Knocked it back down low for Berger, who swung it behind the net. Curry trying to come over to help. It's moved around the near side wall. Schultz able to keep it in for a second. Now Lincoln knocks it back out to neutral ice. Gomez on the near side. Berger. Berger got it forward. Here's Curry. Berger took a big hit there. No call coming as Curry fell down entering the Lincoln end. Here come the Stars the other way. Lincoln with it. Sent to the center. Knocked away by Wilkie. Nice back check by Wilkie, but now he loses it. A quick shot from Lincoln. Missed the net wide. Opportunity there, missed the net from Thomas Carey, and it's banked off Berger's glove out of the zone. Sent right back in by Lincoln. We're under 2 minutes to go in the first. Tri-City leading 3-1. Kerr almost lost it in front of the net, but Berger has it. Try to get it to Gomez, who's moving into the zone. Gomez gets it into the zone, blocks the attempt from Lincoln to clear it out. Now it's Curry in front, and a chance for Wilkie, and he missed the net wide. Berger set up Wilkie beautifully there, and now it's moved on the near side by Lincoln, but kept in by Wilkie. Wilkie trying to send it in deep, he does. McMurphy in there, trying to help out. Lebowski kept it at the line, but now it's Lincoln the other way, all the way down. Icing is whistled on the Stars. Puck was going near Blake Christensen, but he couldn't get a piece. So the faceoff all the way down to Lincoln end. Minute 17 to go in the period. What a fast-moving period here in Lincoln. Storm lead 3-1. We'll have a lot more coming up on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Trying to recap some of those goals that we had very quickly. About a two-minute span, we saw three goals, and that's all we've seen here in the first. As Lincoln won the faceoff, now they're into the Storm end. Nice move by Christensen. Throws one at Johansson, who makes the save. And now it's turned over by McMurphy to Magnus Hoff, but it's taken back by Lebowski, and here comes the Storm. Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski into the zone, leaves for Eastman. Eastman to the center for McMurphy. Shoots it wide. Nice setup there to McMurphy. Now Lebowski to Eastman. Eastman down on McMurphy. McMurphy on the backboard. Puck's wrapped around on the near side. Schultz with it. Schultz banks it down low again. Lebowski into the corner. Lebowski took a shove there, fell down, and here comes Lincoln the other way. Stars with it, dumping it into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Schultz able to get it. 30 seconds to go in the period. Gardner chips the puck forward out of the zone. Back to neutral ice. And it's moved into the Storm end there by defenseman Hunter Anderson for Lincoln. Schultz Turn it over to Paratino on the near side corner. 18 seconds to go in the period. Schultz down low behind the net now. Wrapped it to the far side. Mayer got it up but not out of the zone. It's banked back in by Lincoln. 8 seconds left in the period. And Schultz took a big hit. And Lincoln was in offside. Schultz took a big hit. No call there, but the time will expire in the first. Tri-City has a 3-1 lead on Lincoln after one period here in the icebox of Storm. With goals from Poganski, Hutchison, and Lavosky have a lead after one. A lot coming up here for you on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Excited to recap the Sadler Implement first period of play. Get the Sadler Implement period recap as well as the Midway Out-of-Town scoreboard. Coming your way next on The Breeze 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in Lincoln. Jared Shaffrin with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. What a first period there. We're here to wrap it up in a second here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, a slow start to this game. First 5 minutes, didn't have many chances for either side. A Zach Fry head contact penalty was the first time we saw anybody on the score sheet. Fry hit Frederick Larson in the head, was whistled for head contact. Larson out of the game, has not played since, right now in the locker room. And we'll try to get an update for you on Frederick Larson, but he has left the game with an injury as a result of that penalty. 14 seconds later, Connor Valisano of the Storm is whistled for interference. So it puts the teams in a 4-on-4 situation and gives Lincoln a 14-second power play when Fry comes out of the box for the head contact call. In those 14 seconds, they capitalize. Magnus Hoff got a break and scored his ninth goal of the season, beating Jacob Johansson through the five hole. On the play, Jalen Schultz there for the Storm recognized an opportunity. to try to move into the Lincoln end and try to rush in as a defenseman, but he didn't. I don't know if he realized the Storm was shorthanded. It was a 4-on-4 for a while, but the Storm was shorthanded at the time. Schultz tried to race in. He got knocked the puck off. His puck got knocked off his stick as he entered the zone near the blue line. Lincoln able to come the other way with a rush, and Magnus Hoff finds the back of the net. It was Hoff on the power play from Blake Christensen and Zach Fry at 9:12 of the first period. After that goal, which was a power play goal for Lincoln, which came with just 2 seconds left in the Valisano interference penalty, Cody Milan, just a couple seconds later, takes a high-sticking penalty, and the Storm find themselves shorthanded again. And if you're a Storm fan, you're thinking, oh, man, chance for Lincoln to be up 2-0. But instead, the Storm capitalized on a penalty early on in the penalty to Milan for high-sticking off a Lincoln offensive zone faceoff. The faceoff was won by Lincoln, but they swept the puck to the top of the zone. Nobody was there. Went out of the zone. Austin Pogansky took off, and he was the only one there. Breakaway for Pogansky, shorthanded right off the faceoff, and Pogansky with a nice move to get into the backhand, and he beats Michael Bitzer, making it 1-1. It's a shorthanded goal for Tri-City. Pogansky's, I believe, his second shorthanded goal of the year, ninth shorthanded goal of the year for Tri-City, ties it at 1. Then 47 seconds later, still the Storm killing that Cody Milan penalty, Michael Bitzer was getting very anxious there in the crease, and he, a few times, has been very good for Lincoln, where it's a play where Bitzer can handle the puck, and he's able to send it all the way down the ice and try to create an offensive opportunity while the team killing a penalty is shorthanded. And so the Storm, shorthanded at the time, trying to make a line change after a dump in the Lincoln zone. Bitzer clears the puck all the way down the ice, but it got deflected near his own blue line. And who was waiting for it? Nick Hutchison picked it up. Hutchison raced in on a breakaway. Second breakaway allowed for Lincoln in that power play. And the second time, the Storm capitalized. Hutchison, second goal of the year. His first USHL shorthanded tally. The Storm's 10th shorthanded goal of the year leads the USHL. Both goals coming unassisted, 47 seconds apart. And all three of those goals came within a 2-minute span of each other. Storm had a 2-1 lead. All the while, they were shorthanded. Later, Pat Curry took a too-many man. Well, later, the Storm took a too-many man bench minor that was being served by Pat Curry. And the Storm were able to kill that off. So Lincoln, 1-of-3 on the power play in the first period. Tri-City, 0-for-1, but that first power play opportunity that the Storm had only lasted them 14 seconds, and Valisano took an interference penalty. Later in the period, Kyle Eastman found an opportunity with a loose puck poked free by Dan Lebosky. Eastman found the puck, streaks up the far side, finds some room, gets into the slot, takes a shot, and on the rebound, Lebosky was following up the play, banged it home. Lebosky, an even-strength goal from Kyle Eastman, gives the Storm a 3-1 lead. With 16:11 of that first period. So a 3-1 score in favor of Tri-City after one. Shots on goal are tied even 12-12 after the first period between the two teams. Jacob Johansson, 11 saves on 12 shots. Michael Bitzer, 9 saves on 12 shots. And a lot of time to go in this game, but the Storm have themselves a 3-1 lead after one. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic and Emission Report and come back with a quick update of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto here on The Breeze 94.5.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm leading Lincoln 3-1 after two periods here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Couple games going on here in the USHL. Actually, kind of a quiet night for a Friday night in February. Only 10 teams in action out of the 16. Waterloo, though, is in Indiana, and the Ice are making a statement. Just started the third period in that one. The Ice have a 5-1 lead over Waterloo, and it's the top two teams really right now. Omaha is the only other team that can make a case for being a top team. Waterloo and Indianapolis have been the top two teams here over the last couple weeks. In the last couple months, really, and Indiana is making a statement with a 5-1 lead. They've outshot Waterloo 33-26. Goals from Ryan Mantha, Scott Conway, Aiden Muir, Brian Pino, and Timothy Shoup have Indiana had 5-1, the lone Waterloo goal for Zach Sanford. In the second intermission, Des Moines has a 4-1 lead on the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Storm fans, Muskegon coming to Tri-City in a couple weeks, March 7th and 8th, that's next weekend. Believe it or not, Muskegon will be at the Viero Event Center. Cedar Rapids has a 1-0 lead over the Sioux City Musketeers after one period of play that game in the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. And Omaha has a 1-0 lead over Green Bay. That game being played in Green Bay. The Lancers on the road this weekend. Jimmy Schultz, the defenseman for Omaha, has the only goal of the game. Jake Randolph and Jacob Forsbacka Carlson both have assists. Omaha leading Green Bay 1-0. And here in Lincoln, Tri-City with a 3-1 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Again, storm schedule this weekend. They're here tonight in Lincoln. Tomorrow, they're at home in Kearney to take on the Fargo Force at the Viero Event Center. Fargo is already in Kearney. Storm bus actually passed the Fargo bus on the road. Fargo is staying overnight in Kearney tonight. They have the night off, and they'll take on the Storm tomorrow, as well as Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday Funday at the Viero Event Center. Game time at 3:05 p.m. on Sunday, March 2nd. Free ice cream for everybody in attendance before puck drop. So it should be a good time in the Viero Event Center on Sunday for Sunday Funday. And tomorrow it'll be bacon and beer night, as well as I Love Country night at the Tri-City Storm game. Storm leading 3-1 here in Lincoln over the Stars after 20 minutes. Take a break and come back to start the second period of play on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear your cell phone TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like a hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great times await. Grab some fun.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Both teams are on the ice here at the Icebox. 20 minutes in the books. Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Goals for the Storm: Austin Poganski, shorthanded. Nick Hutchison, shorthanded. Dan Lebowski from Kyle Eastman. Those are the three goals. Lincoln's lone goal, Magnus Hoff on the power play from Blake Christensen and Zach Fry. Teams have switched sides. Lincoln will go from left to right on your radio dial here in the second. Tri-City will go from right to left. Same netminders for the second. Simonson against Valisano on the opening faceoff, and it's won by Lincoln. Franti played on the near side. Colquist lost it, though, and the Storm take it away. Poganski knocked it into the corner, too far away from Valisano. Kept in at the line by Schultz. Schultz wrapped it around to the far side. Kept in by Hutton against Sacco, but now Lincoln cleared it out. Turned over, though. Valisano able to send it back to Poganski, and now Hutton down low, taken away by Lincoln. Chance up top, Colquist with a shot. Save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. 33 seconds into the second period, presented here in Lincoln by Papa John's. 3-1 Tri-City lead on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff now is in the Tri-City end to the right of Johansson. Lincoln with an offensive opportunity here. Faceoff is scrummed for and won by Lincoln. Strown towards the net. Johansson made a save. Rebound taken by Tri-City. Off the wall, taking a Curry. Curry into the zone. Got it in deep for Wilkie. Puck was poked away to Berger. Berger with a shot, missed the net wide. Rebounds all the way down and out of the zone. Johansson out of his net to leave it for Gomez. Down deep into the Lincoln end. Kevin Kerr. Got it forward. Loose puck taken by Trine City. Here's Wilkie. Wilkie with a rush into the zone. Wilkie's into the zone. Got taken off the puck for a second. Now Lincoln gets it up and out of the zone. Kevin Kerr recovers for the Storm. Gomez back to Berger. Berger on the far side trying to get it to Wilkie, but it was knocked away. And now Trine City gains the red line. Shoots it on Bitzer. Bitzer will hang on and stop play. Couldn't get the puck out of his equipment cleanly. So we'll get a stoppage here. 18:41 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Trine City Storm have a 3-1 lead on Lincoln here on the breeze. Ryan McMurphy now on the draw for Trine City. And it's bouncing around in the circle, won by Trine City. Lebowski to the center. Lebowski had it knocked off his stick, but he'll keep it in, knocks it back to Gardner. Gardner shoots it in deep for Lebowski. Lebowski plays it far side. McMurphy gets hammered on the wall trying to play it, but three Lincoln players were there. And it's moved forward by Christensen, who flips into the Storm end. Gardner back to get it for Trine City. Wrapped around the far side. Hoff took it, shot it, and it was deflected out of play by Jacob Johansson. So another offensive faceoff coming for Lincoln. Tri-City Storm, 3-1 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Seventh of eight meetings between these two teams this season. Tri-City have won four of the first six. Faceoff to the right of Johansson. And it's won by Tri-City. Up the wall, out to neutral ice. Milan sent it forward, and Mayer's got it. Mayer into the zone. Center for Hutchison. Got it back to Mayer. Back to the center. Went over the net. Never got on net. Milan runs Hoff into the wall as Stars clear the zone. Hutchison tried to knock it back in, but Franti stopped it at the line. Sent it back to Gardner in the Storm end. Milan turned it over, but it went back. Lincoln was offside. Went back to Gardner. Now Tri-City has it. Moving forward. Knocked into the zone by Mayer. Big hit on the near side wall by Schultz. Pucks into the Lincoln end, but taken back out by Humus. And now on the near side, it's Carey, who flips into the Storm end. Wrapped all the way around the wall. Lincoln with a chance in front. And Johansson made his stop there. Back into the corner, up top for Pittman. Pittman on the left point. On the right point, Fry wound up and whiffed on a shot. And now Tri-City has possession. It's knocked into the zone by Hutchison. He'll go off on a change with the rest of that line. Pittman picks it up for Lincoln. 3 minutes into the second period, Storm leading 3-1 over the Stars. Humitz into the Storm end. A shot was deflected wide. Now on the far side, Freitag got it forward. Valisano to Poganski. Poganski down the far side. Poganski stop. Center shot saved by Bitzer. Kevin Kerr got in there to take that shot, and Bitzer made the save. Nice look from Poganski right in front to Kerr. Lincoln knocked it out of the zone through neutral ice. They've got it. Carey with a shot as he entered the zone. It was deflected off the backboard by Tri-City. Never got on net. Poganski wins a battle down low, and now it was taken by Freitag, but he lost possession trying to dangle out of the zone. Poganski stops Lincoln in the zone, and now a big hit by Lincoln right on Valisano, who gets right back up. Connor Franti delivers the hit on Valisano. Good to see Connor Valisano right back onto his feet. And now a chance in front for Lincoln. Here's Franti again with a shot deflected up and out of play. Deflection off of Tri-City, they say. 16:12 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John. Tri-City is leading 3-1 over Lincoln at the icebox. Face off in the Storm end after the deflection out of play. Berger, Wilkie, and Curry onto the ice for Tri-City. Face off won by the Storm. Gomez back to get it behind the net. Gomez again playing defense here tonight for Tri-City. As Lincoln has possession, Stars with it on the near side wall. To the center for Anderson. Couldn't get a shot off. Wilkie takes the puck, banks it forward. Berger was harassed as he entered, as he left the zone. Curry got it to Berger. Berger into the zone on the near side. Berger's waiting, got it to Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't do much with it, but he still got possession. Wilkie with two Stars on him, still in control, and Berger comes over to help. Anderson just drops Wilkie, but Berger picks it up and shoots it back in deep around for Curry. Good work by Tri-City. Curry behind the net now in the near side corner, leaving it for Wilkie, who gets hit again by Anderson. Wilkie's not shying away from the physicality. Another shot saved by Bitzer, almost got through. Storm having it, a penalty whistle on Tri-City. Tough call on the Storm here, as the physicality was all Lincoln, and now a slashing is whistled on Curry. Curry's trying to get away with that instigator, agitator attitude, and he gets whistled for a slash here. Anderson shoving Wilkie around, and Wilkie, not fazed by any of it, gets right back up in Anderson's face, not being fazed at all. But the Storm will have to kill this. 2 minute slashing penalty to Curry. It's a GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 15:22 to go in the period. Here comes a chance off the face-off for Lebosky. Storm already two short end goals tonight. Lebosky ends up getting stopped, but now it's sent all the way down by McMurphy. And Lincoln has it. It's Zach Fry, one of the two captains of this Lincoln team. Fry, also the leader in penalty minutes on this Lincoln team with 169 at this point after a two-minute penalty earlier in the game. Lincoln can't hold it in their own zone. Lebosky all over Fry. Fry trying to hit Lebosky back. Lebosky went down a little too easy there, trying to draw a penalty. And the officials not having any of it. No calls to either side. Puck's back in deep in the Storm end. Kept in on the near side by Franti. He gets shoved by Lebosky. And now a big hit by Kerr, and it's going to be whistled. Penalty to Kevin Kerr. And now Tri-City down by two men. Actually, no, they're going to whistle Lebosky. I could have sworn Kerr was going to get picked up for that penalty. Lebosky is picked up on a roughing penalty. I don't know about this call on Lebosky, on a roughing call. Jim Holton calling the officials over to discuss this here. A 5-on-3 for Lincoln. 5-on-3 for Lincoln for a minute 13. 14:35 to go in the second. Tri-City has a 3-1 lead and a roughing penalty on Lebosky that I disagree with. Now, if they had called something on Kevin Kerr, I would have been okay with it, because Kerr may have gotten away with a boarding there on that play, but Lebosky for roughing is tough to call here. Jim Holton definitely getting his word in on the bench to the officials. As we will start play, Storm have a minute and 13 of 5-on-3 to kill. And now, tossed out of the faceoff circle is David Paratino. Brandon Smith's going to come in and take it for Lincoln. Brandon Smith against Berger. Nah, and Brandon Smith can't take it. It's going to be Magnus Hoff against Berger. And the faceoff is won by Lincoln. They have possession here in a 5-on-3. A quick shot. Broken stick for Fry. So Fry's out. It's a 4-on-3 for the next couple seconds. And a shot, they score. Brandon Smith makes it 3-2. He scores right away on the 5-on-3 and a one-timer. Lincoln player at the head of the bench after the broken stick. And it's Brandon Smith who gets the goal for Lincoln. Smith, we highlighted him in the behind enemy lines before the game, now with 17 goals this season. And against Tri-City, he now has 3 goals and 3 assists. So it's 3-2, and there's still a minute 52 to go on the GNC penalty kill with Lebosky still in the box for roughing. Jim Holton is very upset. Holton is screaming at the officials now from the bench. Very upset at everything right now. Now he's not happy yelling at, having a discussion with Gomez on the bench. Lincoln wins possession off the faceoff, and here comes Magnus Hoff. Hoff into the zone. Hoff gets hit by Schultz. Hoff into the corner. Puck's maintained by Lincoln. Now on the left point. It's held by Fry. Zach Fry at the center now. Shoots through a screen. It was deflected up and out of play. Faceoff will stay in the Storm end. Minute 27 to go in the Dan Lebosky roughing penalty that has incited Jim Holton. 3-2 the score, 14:02 to go here in the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza. Lincoln now, both of their goals in the power play. 2 of 5 for Lincoln on the power play. Face off to the right of Johansson is one into the near side corner, and Lincoln able to possess it. Grant Hutton doing a good job there. Got it forward to the center, and it's knocked out of the zone, and all the way down it goes. Schultz knocked it out. And Lincoln back to get it. Jared Kolkvist on the near side. Marching back to Kolkvist, who will move forward. Kolkvist by the red line. Got it in onside. Nice little move by Simonson. Got the puck free, tried to get it to the center, was knocked away. Now Colquist able to keep it in at the left point. Nice job by Eastman. Tie him up there, but couldn't get it out. Now to the center, Berger's got it. Berger banked it forward and all the way down. 45 seconds left in the Lebosky roughing penalty. Lincoln trailing 3-2 on the power play here. Davian wrapped it around the wall to the far side. Hutchison there with nobody there, and they get it out of the zone. Donovan Gardner ends up being the one who clears it. McMurphy getting in deep on the forecheck against Spitzer, trying to create a problem there. Marchand comes away with it, and Lincoln came in offside. Davian, a little confused at the blue line, offside whistle on Lincoln. 20 seconds to go in the penalty to Lebosky. Tri-City has the lead, 3-2, 12:55 to go here in the second period at the Icebox in Lincoln. Faceoff just outside of the Storm end. One back by Tri-City, and Hutton able to send it all the way down. Nice job by Grant Hutton. 10 seconds to go now in the penalty. So Lebosky, Lincoln with it for one more rush. Into the Storm end onside. Carey sent it to Lampasso, got it back in deep, and we're back at even strength. Tri-City with a 3-2 lead over Lincoln, 12:30 to go in the second period. It's Lincoln with the puck in the Storm end. Couple moves to the center, and it's knocked wide of the net. Schultz trying to power his man into the wall. Loose puck on the near side. Lebosky got it forward, took a hit. Here come the Storm. Mayer sends it in deep. We'll go and chase against Bitzer. Bitzer wrapped it around. Lebosky's got it. Tried to keep it in. Took it, taken away by Fry. And now it's Zach Fry with a 3-on-2. Far side, Sacco. Sacco on the circle. Shoots. Save. Johansson rebound loose. But knocked away. But kept in by Anderson with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound loose. Johansson finds it and covers up. Opportunity for Lincoln. The puck was sitting on the doorstep with an open net, but it didn't make it past the red line. Stoppage in play with 11:51 to go here in the Papa John's second period of play. Tri-City with a 3-2 lead on the Lincoln Stars here on the Breeze. Face off to the right of Johansson in the Storm end again. Lincoln has kept the pressure on the Storm after those penalties to Curry and Lebosky. Tri-City has taken 5 penalties in this game. The Lincolns won. The Stars have been physical, have not been called. Puck scrummed off the draw. Lincoln with it. It's Humitz on the backboards. He gets hit by Gardner on the back wall. And now Lincoln has it. Stars with it. Another hit there from Kevin Kerr. Stars cycling, though. Quick chance in front. Johansson makes the save. A save by Johansson, and he holds on. 11:30 to go now. 9.5 into the second period. Only goal of the second has been for Lincoln and Brandon Smith. Smith on the power play from David Paratino at 5:33 has this game a 3-2 Storm lead here on the Breeze. Face off now to the left of Johansson in the Storm end once more. Simonson will take it for Lincoln against Berger for Tri-City. Berger able to win it. And now a pass to Gardner. Gardner over to Berger. Berger through neutral ice. Wilkie back to Berger. He's got room. He shoots wide. Had Curry in front as well. Nice look by the Storm and the Russian. Berger just knocked it wide as he got shoved. Now it's in deep in the Lincoln end. Banked forward. Kept in nicely by Kerr. He makes one fake. Shoots it just wide. May have been deflected on the way in. Puck's loose on the far side. Lincoln able to sky it out to neutral ice, where it's gloved down by Smith and sent into the zone. Paratino with a shot. He missed the net wide. Rebound loose. Picked back up in the center. And now it's into the corner. No shot came there from Lincoln. Kept in at the left point by Colquist. Now in deep behind the net. Lincoln with a chance here on the right circle. Shot from Simonson. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. It's wide of the net. Donovan Gardner coming in to help out. And he kept it out. Pucks out of the Storm in. Lincoln trying to get it right back in as the Storm make a change. Simonson over the line onside. Dumps it in deep. Gardner around the near side. Lebosky couldn't get possession. Lincoln to the center. Knocked away there by Tri-City with McMurphy. And Lebosky's out to neutralize. He gets upended. Fans love it here in Lincoln. And now here comes the Stars with a rush. It's Sacco in the center. He shoots. Save Johansson. And the rebound is still in play as Kevin Kerr swatted at it. Couldn't get a hold of it. Now the Storm get it, but it can't get it out. Another shot from Lincoln. Johansson gets a save. Rebound loose. Gardner's got it. Turns it over. Another chance for Lincoln. Behind the net. Stars moving with it. It's Humet. Humet's below the circle. To the far side. Still moving Lincoln here with a lot of momentum. Storm leading 3-2. Just past the halfway point of the second period. In Lincoln. McMurphy able to win possession and gets it to Lebowski, who's going to skate it forward and find Eastman into the zone. Eastman holding on the far side. Great job by Eastman holding up the puck, waiting for the rest of his team to change. Try to get it down low to Hutchinson, but he couldn't. Taken away by Lincoln. Here come the Stars up the ice. Christensen into the zone. Stop there. Here come the Storm the other way. Loose puck. Hutchinson into the zone. He shoots. A save made by Bitzer. Big save by Bitzer. Nice opportunity. Hutchinson now is Milan with it. We got a stoppage and a penalty is whistled. Penalty is whistled. Anderson and Mayer may both be going to the box here. Anderson's definitely going to the box. Mayer is going to talk to the official. We may see a Storm power play here at 9:11 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carry-out or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John. Well, Lincoln has scored the only goal of the period. It was a power play goal for Brandon Smith from David Tarantino at 5:33 of the second. And the Stars have been very much in the Storm and dominating play. They've outshot the Storm 9-5 here in the second and have had control. Have not found an equalizer just yet. But Hunter Anderson is in the box right now for Lincoln. And we may see a Storm power play. This comes as a result of a nice rush up the ice. And then a great job by Kyle Eastman to stop the play in the far side wall. Keen continue possession. And then allow the Storm to have an opportunity to end up being Hutchinson that came in with a great look on Bitzer, who made the save. Hutchinson already with a goal in tonight's game. And we have 2 minutes on the board to Hunter Anderson, the Storm, into the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hand or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Hunter Anderson has been whistled for a 2-10. He's into the box for a 2-10. Officials discussing things with Lincoln here, and they will ship Magnus Hoff into the box for Lincoln to serve the 2 minutes. Anderson is being escorted off the ice right now. I didn't get a chance to hear what the penalty was for. So Anderson is off the ice. We'll get you an update on the call. But the Storm headed to the power play with a lead. 3-2 for Tri-City right now. Still have not seen Frederick Larson back onto the ice. And we hope Frederick's okay. As the faceoff here in the Lincoln end is won by the Stars. They send all the way down into the Storm end. And Johansson's got Lampasso flying after him. Kevin Kerr kicked it behind the Storm net. And Tri-City will have possession here. Gomez gets it forward. He's past Lampasso. Storm on a rush here. Berger left it for Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. He stops in the circle. Up top, Gomez. Gomez will set things up, get it to Kerr on the right point. Gomez at the center now. Gomez with a shot. It was deflected wide of the net. Shot was going on net, but Curry, I believe, got a stick in front, knocked away. Now it's Curry behind the net for Tri-City. Up top, Gomez. Now Kerr got a deflection on it. Wilkie will pick it up, got it back to Gomez. Gomez back to the center. It's Kerr. Takes on a shot. Wilkie had a chance. It was knocked up and out of the zone by Lincoln. Storm after regroup here, neutralized. Gomez got it forward to Berger. Berger made a great move around a man. And now into the zone is Curry, but he lost possession. And Lampasso will send it all the way down. Nice possession for Tri-City and good movement of the puck there on the first part of the power play. But Kevin Kerr sent a soft pass to Wilkie that was broken up. And Tri-City's going to have to regain the zone. Here they do. Chance in front. Pogetsky with a backhand shot. And Bitzer makes the save and hangs on. Entry play for Valisano got it to Poganski, who took that shot. Dan Lebosky is on here as well. So we've got Freitag, Lebosky, Valisano, Poganski, and Schultz, the power play for the Storm. They got 51 more seconds here with a man advantage, 8:02 to go in the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Poganski in the near side corner takes the hit. Got it in deep for Valisano. Now Freitag with it. Freitag up top to Lebosky. Lebosky over to Schultz on the right point. Schultz with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Freitag picks it back up. Freitag now in the left circle. Got it up top. Lebosky on the left point. Back to Freitag now. Freitag with a shot. Deflection. Poganski save made by Bitzer. 29 seconds to go. Hunter Anderson in the box. Serving a 2-10 for checking from behind. It's a misconduct. Serving the penalty for 2 minutes for Lincoln is Magnus Hoff. That time, Freitag with a quick little flick of the wrist. Sent it to the center, and Poganski with a nice deflection. Boy, Freitag can really rip the puck. That's one of his best assets is his shot. And the Storm with a faceoff, Freitag rips one over to Schultz. Schultz to the center, Lebosky. Lebosky back to Freitag. Fake, hold, back to over to Schultz. Schultz with 18 seconds to go on the Century 21 power play. Lebosky rips one wide. Now Valisano lost it in the corner, and Franti moved it out to neutralize for Lincoln. Storm tag up. They got one more opportunity here as the puck's loose in neutral ice. Taken back by Marchand. Back into the Storm end. Johansson will cover up and stop play as Lincoln returns to full strength. 7 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the second. Only goal of the middle frame thus far is Brandon Smith for Lincoln on the power play. Storm lead by a 3-2 count. Face off to the left of Johansson. McMurphy on to take it for trying to sit against Magnus Hoff, who just served that penalty to Hunter Anderson. Bucks won by Lincoln, but they got it deep into the Storm end. McMurphy and Gardner trying to win possession for Tri-City, and it's won by McMurphy. Got it forward Eastman, and it's knocked up and out of the zone by McMurphy. Eastman's got it. Eastman past the red line. Shoots into the zone. Eastman going to chase. He's got it in the corner. Eastman takes a hit. Puck's moved around the far side. Now it's Dominic Sacco. Sacco with Mayer flying there to try to catch up to him. Sacco dumped it in deep. Mayer caught up to him there. Now Gardner back to play. He took a hit. Trying to continue possession. Back on the wall with Mayer. Wrapped around the wall. And it's into the corner now for Humitz. Nice play by Mayer to knock it away. And now it's Eastman up the ice. Eastman forward. McMurphy stays onside. Eastman back to McMurphy. McMurphy trying to get a good shot. He centered it for Mayer. Couldn't get a shot off. Now the puck's up and out of the zone. Gardner couldn't win the battle against Smith, and now Smith's got it for Lincoln. Centering pass, Paratino shoots and missed the net. Opportunity for Paratino. Had Johansson going side to side, and he missed the net. Huge look for Lincoln. Storm catch a break there. Storm leads 3-2 here. With 6 minutes to go in the second period, Lincoln is offside. Paratino touched up. 5:57 now remaining in the second period. First of three consecutive days with games here for Tri-City. Got Lincoln tonight and Fargo on Friday and Saturday at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, and it's deflected in deep into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Gomez trying to go get it. He turned it over. Quick shot from Lincoln went wide. Another shot from Colquist is blocked in front. Wilkie may have been the one that blocked it there. Now Lincoln with it. Moved on the wall. Gomez got it forward. And now it's Pat Curry. Curry on the near side. Curry gets some speed into the zone. Curry to the center. Got Wilkie. Curry got buried there and a penalty whistle. Curry got crushed and a penalty will be whistled. Wilkie try to play to the center and miss the net on a shot. Players not happy here. Franti feels like Curry's embellishing. Connor Franti headed to the box. Penalty was called late by the official. Official in tonight's game here in Lincoln is Todd Lucina, linesman Riley Bowles, and Bill Hancock. Penalty was called a little bit late, but it is to Connor Franti. 2 minutes for elbowing. Storm back on the Century 21 power play. 5:27 to go in the second. Tri-City leading 3-2 over Lincoln. And another power play can. McMurphy on the faceoff against Lampasso. It's won by Lincoln. Fry got it up and out of the zone, and Humis trying to battle against Gomez. He couldn't. Gomez wins it, and he's into the zone. Gomez winds and fires, and Bitzer makes a save on a slap shot point blank. Rebound out of the zone. Gomez hustling back, and he'll have the puck once more. Sends it to the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr banked it forward out of the zone. But it's right back on the stick of Humis, who lifts it up and out of the play. Into the crowd in Lincoln. So we'll get a neutralized faceoff. Minute 35 to go on the penalty to Connor Franti of Lincoln. Franti into the box. Tri-City Storm have their third power play of the night here on the Century 21 power play. Storm have not scored yet, 0 for 2, but their first one was an abbreviated power play. 5 minutes to go in the second. Tri-City leading 3-2. Lincoln wins the faceoff. Banks it off the wall all the way down to the Storm. And Milan back to get it for Tri-City. Cody Milan on the near side. Got it forward to Wilkie. Wilkie with a pass through neutral ice. Rushed into the zone by Schultz. Schultz tried to leave it for Berger there, and he was stopped at the line. And now it's Brandon Smith the other way for Lincoln. Smith winds and fires, and a shot deflected. Never got all the way through. Now Poganski has it back the other way. Poganski into the zone. Poganski going wide. Down behind the net. Trying to find it for Berger. Coming in to help is Wilkie. Storm with a 3-on-2 here. And it's wrapped around, kept in by Milan at the point. Over to Schultz on the near side. Down low, Berger. Storm leading 3-2 on a Century 21 power play for 50 more seconds. Milan shoots. Deflection in front. Bitzer makes the save. Rebound. Wilkie can't find it. He's trying to poke it home. And the whistle blows. And after the play, pushing and shoving behind the Lincoln net. What an opportunity for Tri-City. Milan at the left point took the shot, and the puck was loose in the crease, and Wilkie was trying to bang it home, but he couldn't, and Bitzer held on in the crease. Bitzer, by the skin of his teeth there, holding the puck in front of the line. 3-2, Storm lead, 45 seconds left in the Connor Franti penalty. We now have Valisano, Freitag, Mayer, Gomez, and Kerr for Tri-City. Storm win the faceoff. Gomez settling the puck down on the right point. Gomez holding. Got it up to Kerr. Kerr back to Gomez. Gomez again on the right point. Centering pass. Shot through the front. Is loose in front. Mayer's got a shot off. Bitzer made the save. Rebound is stopped. And the official blows the whistle. And Valisano had full possession of the puck on the bottom of the circle. And the official lost sight of it and blew the whistle. Tough break for the Storm there as Valisano could have set something up with things a mess in front of the Lincoln net. 30 seconds to go on the Franti penalty. Storm in the Century 21 power play. Faceoff scrum four. On the near side, Freitag comes away with it. Freitag with it. The center of the zone. Got it up top to Gomez. Back to Freitag. Now Gomez on the left point. Gomez is to the center. Freitag wanted a one-timer, but he stopped it with his skate. Now he shoots and it hit Mayer in front. Mayer the screen in front here. Final seconds of the power play. Mayer in the near side corner. Got Fry all over him. Mayer working in the corner, trying to find Valisano. Mayer wins the battle. Mayer to the center for Gomez. Lincoln back in full strength. Gomez shot it right at his man. Mayer again. Mayer just getting crushed in front by a couple shots. And now Lincoln sends it all the way down. And a rolling puck will go for icing here on Lincoln. Stars are back at full strength, 3:13 to go in the period. Storm on both of those power plays had some really good-looking chances but couldn't get anything out of them. Final two shots for the Storm, both hit Drew Mayer in front. Mayer going to have a couple bruises on his body tomorrow after blocking those two shots, trying to be a screen in front, doing a good job, but somebody's got to tell Drew he's got to let that puck go through. Another shot off the faceoff here for the Storm in Hutton. And it went wide, and now Franti sends it down for Lincoln. Stars make a change. They could make a change after that icing, and they had a bit of a makeshift line on there. As we're in the final 3 minutes of the second, Tri-City with a 3-2 lead over Lincoln. Stars have it in their own end. It's Colquist who lifts it up and out of the zone, banked off the far side wall over to Schultz. Schultz got it forward. Nice play for the Storm here with a loose puck, and Slabowski into the zone. Sent it to Eastman, who was trailing the play, but it's turned over to Humis. Now down low, Lebowski shoves his man into the backboard. McMurphy coming through to play it. Into the far side corner, Humis first man there. Nice job by Lebowski over there, working against Humis. Humis ends up with the puck. Eastman was run into there. in the middle of the play. No call coming as Colquist knocked it into the Storm end. Hutton banked it right out. Here come the Storm with a rush. It's Eastman into the zone. Eastman settles the puck down Berger. Berger driving in front, and he was sealed off by Colquist. I believe he got a shot off saved by Bitzer. Now it's Wilkie who gets knocked off the puck by Colquist. As Simonson for Lincoln. Simonson into the zone, and he just stops there. Throws it on net. Johansson made a save. Gardner working hard down low below the circles trying to get possession. Puck bounces into the far side. We're under 2 minutes to go in the second. Lincoln trailing the Storm, 3-2 here on the breeze. Tri-City with a rush off the face. It's Wilkie almost had a breakaway. Franti caught up on a bouncing puck, and now Lincoln able to take it back. Here's a 4-on-2 developing. Curry trying to race back into the play. Tarantino had it to the center. Shot from Franti. Save Johansson. Rebound picked up by Wilkie. Coming the other way, here's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie stops, leaves it for Berger. Berger to the center for Curry. It was knocked away by Franti. Berger goes back to get it, though, and he knocks it back in deep to the Lincoln end. Minute 20 to go in the period. Franti in on the near side. Over to Smith into the zone. Smith to the center. Paratino back to Smith with a shot, and it's saved by Johansson. Loose puck up top. Colquist settles it down, keeps it in. Colquist with a shot was blocked by Mayer. Now Lincoln again. Back to Colquist. Minute to go in the period. He shoots. And another block in front. And now it's taken back. Another shot from Paratino went wide. Another shot in front was knocked away. And a stoppage and a whistle. As there's some players down in front of the Storm net. Hutton took his man down there. We got 56 seconds remaining in a second period, which has been up and down. Great action here in Lincoln. Tri-City leads Lincoln 3-2. In this game, all three Storm goals scored in the first period. Two of them shorthanded to Boganski and Hutchison. Dan Lebowski has a goal as well. Faceoff will stay in the Storm end. Tri-City making a change here. They got to bring back Schultz. And the Storm get tossed from the circle as a late change. Freitag will come in and take a faceoff here in front of Johansson. And it's won by Lincoln. A quick shot deflected up and out of the play. So we'll have a redo on that faceoff in Lincoln. 53 seconds to go in the second. Tri-City holding on to a 3-2 lead right now. And as we said, Lincoln was out shooting the Storm 9-6 in this period earlier. Tri-City now out shooting Lincoln 14-12. Storm with those power plays. Took that back, that shots on goal lead. As they win the faceoff to the Storm, and they play it around to the near side. It's up but not out. Good work by Lincoln to keep it in. 40 seconds left in the period. Pucks into the far side corner. McMurphy let it go for Valisano. It's out of the zone. Boganski racing for it. Couldn't get there against Fry. Nice shove by Schultz there on Lincoln as they came into the zone. Now a loose puck taken back by the Stars and neutralized. Wrapped around the wall by Debian to the near side, Boganski. Boganski kicked it forward, got hit. 15 seconds left in the period. Boganski trying to stall here. Three Lincoln players trying to take it away from him. Pushing and shoving. And we get a whistle here. And a fight after the whistle. Schultz in the far side corner drops the gloves, and the official's going to let him go. Officials are letting him go. I can't see who he's fighting against. All the way down in the Storm end, Jalen Schultz dropped the glove. Schultz started that. Boganski was trying to freeze the puck there in the sidewall. Had three Lincoln players on him. Schultz came in with a cross check, and it looks like he got the best in that fight. Schultz off the ice. Lincoln player that he fought slowly off the ice. Looks like it may have been Jared Colquist there. Tough to see on the far side. Both players done for the period. A fight after the whistle, maybe a misconduct as well. The officials let him go. Jalen Schultz, not many fights this season, but when he drops the gloves, he can pound the fist with his and with anybody. 8 seconds to go now in the second period, and we'll hear the penalties here. And it was Magnus Hoff actually dropping the gloves for Lincoln. So both of the players whistle for 5 minutes for fighting. Final 8 seconds. Lincoln win the faceoff here. Had it in the Storm end. Puck's loose down below the net. Final seconds here. Lincoln with one last chance, and the clock will run out on Lincoln in a second. 3-2 lead for Tri-City after two periods. Exciting game here in Lincoln. We got 20 minutes to go, but they promise to be action-packed. Get a quick break here on the breeze. Come back to recap this one with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and the Sandler Implement Period Recap next here on the breeze, 94.5 FM.
Did you know that since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has raised $500 million to protect the environment, improve education, and support the state fair? $500 million. That's a five with eight zeros. There aren't 500 million people in the U.S. It would take about 16 years just to count to 500 million. If you walked 500 million miles, you'd end up on the other side of Jupiter. But there's no air, no gravity, and no Nebraska Lottery retailers. Better stay right here and keep helping us build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm on top of the Lincoln Stars, 3-2 at the Icebox after two periods in play. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, the Storm had a 3-1 lead after the first period. Had three goals from Austin Poganski, Nick Hutchison, and Dan Lebosky. Magnus Hoff had the only Lincoln goal on the power play. And in the second period, the Storm outshoot Lincoln 14-12, but they don't score any goals in the second period. Only goal for Brandon Smith of Lincoln on the power play from David Tarantino. At 5 minutes and 33 seconds of the second period. In the second, a lot more physicality. A lot of different shoving plays. We'll read you the penalties. Pat Curry went off for slashing at 4:38. Dan Lebosky for roughing at 5:25. And with that two-man advantage that Lincoln had at the time, that's when Brandon Smith scored his power play goal, the lone goal of the period to make it 3-2. Later in the period, Hunter Anderson received a 2 and a 10 for checking from behind at 10:49. Connor Franti went off for elbowing at 14:33. Jalen Schultz and Magnus Hoff dropped the gloves, and a fighting major is given to both of those two players with just 8 seconds to go in the second period. Jacob Johansson for Tri-City has been pretty good here tonight. 22 saves on 24 shots has his team in the league. After two periods, Johansson has had some good stops. The only goals allowed were on the power play. The first one came on a pretty much a break. Johansson didn't have any defensemen in front of him when Magnus Hoff put the puck between his legs. And then Brandon Smith on a 5-on-3 one-timer that Johansson was a little out of position for. And obviously with a 5-on-3, can't blame the netminder for those. Michael Bitzer has made 23 saves on 26 shots through the first 40 minutes of play. And right now, Tri-City has the 3-2 lead over Lincoln after two periods. 26-24, the total shots on goal after the two teams were even 12-12 in the first. Shots on net, 14-12, Tri-City over Lincoln there in the second period. So a lot more hockey left to be played, a lot of action coming up. There's already been a lot of penalties and some rough stuff and some physicality. Expect that to continue as these teams have seen each other now 7 times here this year. Tri-City has won 4 of the first 6 meetings. You've got 20 minutes left to decide this one. That's your Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead on the Lincoln Stars after two periods. Let's take a look at the other games around the USHL tonight, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Well, we mentioned after the first period that Indiana had a big lead on Waterloo, and they have finished the deal. The Ice defeat the Blackhawks 6-2 tonight. Brian Pinnow with 2 goals, including a shorthanded empty netter. Peter Krieger and Zach Stanford, the only 2 goals for Waterloo. Timothy Shoup, Aiden Muir, Scott Conway, and Ryan Mantha all scoring goals for Indiana in a 6-2 win. Big win for the Ice. And those, as I mentioned before, that game, a matchup of two of the top teams in the USHL, with Waterloo on top of the Western Conference and Indiana on top of the Eastern Conference. That team's also now making things interesting in the Anderson Cup race. Waterloo and Omaha each tied with 71 points, but Indiana with 67, not far behind. Sioux City not completely out of the picture with 63 points. Sioux City's been hot lately, but Anderson Cup race looks like a three-team race right now between Waterloo, Omaha, and Indiana, and the Ice get 2 points tonight to move them just a bit closer to Waterloo. And Omaha, a 6-2 win for Indiana at home at the Pan Am Arena. Des Moines has blown a game. They had a 4-1 lead on the Muskegon Lumberjacks at L.C. Walker Arena, and Muskegon comes back to win in overtime. Huge win for Muskegon, who is in the Eastern Conference playoff picture, and we'll bring up those standings to check out in a second here, but a huge win for Muskegon. Des Moines actually had a 4-0 lead in that game. Paul Frago, Danny Elster, and Willem Lambert all scoring goals. Elster had two, and Des Moines led 4-0 early in the second period. Five straight for Muskegon, including two consecutive for Cooper Marity. And that includes the overtime winner. Big comeback win for Muskegon tonight. They pick up 2 points. Des Moines gets one in the loss. Huge win for Muskegon, who are trying to battle for a playoff spot, but they still were trailing Chicago by 8 points entering the night. So Muskegon really some work cut out for them here, and they'll come to the Storm next weekend with a chance to try to make up some ground in the Eastern Conference at the Viero Event Center next weekend. Green Bay also will come to the Viero Event Center. They are on the outside looking into the playoff picture, trailing Chicago by 2 points entering the night. Green Bay is in action tonight, facing off against Omaha, and they trail the Lancers 3-1. Omaha Lancers have 3 goals in this game, and for Omaha, it's been 3 different scorers. Jimmy Schultz, Tucker Pullman, and Matt Nelson. The one thing those three have in common, they're all defensemen. Omaha has been led all season by their top line of forwards, Gage Huff, along with Tyler Vessel, the leading scorer in the USHL, and Zach Randolph. And all three of them, not much on the score sheet here tonight. However, all 3 goals for Omaha, defensemen, Jimmy Schultz, Tucker Pullman, and Matt Nelson. Matthew Weiss, the lone goal for Green Bay. Omaha has a 3-1 lead, beginning of the third period there in Green Bay. Finally, Cedar Rapids has a 3-1 lead on Sioux City. Musketeers sitting in third place in the USHL's Western Conference. Cedar Rapids in second place in the East. And the Rough Riders have a 3-1 lead on Sioux City. Goals for Brennan Sanford, Dylan Simmons, and Mark Ock for Cedar Rapids. The lone goal for Sioux City to Brandon Hawkins. Musketeers did play earlier in the week and lost to Fargo in overtime. So Sioux City going through some troubles here over the past couple games. That'll do it for your USHL out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. We will take a break and come back with the third period next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Diamond Focal, quality for a lifetime.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Focal paint store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Getting ready for the third period of play here in Lincoln. Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead over the Lincoln Stars here at the Icebox. And a big third period ahead for the Tri-City Storm with that 3-2 lead, trying to hold off Lincoln. Shots on goal after two periods. Tri-City in the lead, 26-24. Storm back on the ice to a bunch of boos here from the Icebox crowd. Tri-City will be going from left to right on your radio dial for the third period. Lincoln will be going from right to left as Jacob Johansson back in between the pints for Tri-City. Johansson thus far has made 22 saves on 24 shots. If he can hold Lincoln off the board for the next 20 minutes, his team will get a W as they have a 3-2 lead after two periods. Before we start the third period, fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week on Facebook. Head to the Storm Facebook page, facebook.com/Tri-City Storm, and answer our Trivia Question of the Week presented by Valentino's. When you do, if you answer it correctly, you'll be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Each week we're giving away one free buffet from Valentino's, presented by one of the best pizza places here in the Tri-City area, Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. ...20 minutes on the board for the third period. Lincoln, Tri-City. Should be a good one here to come. Storm have out Malisano, Poganski, and Freitag to start the third with Kevin Kerr and Garrett Gomez. Bisser back in between the pipes for Lincoln. Coaching staff late to get out here as they're just kind of speed around the... Here, this is one of the arenas in the USHL where the coaching staff has to walk on the ice from the tunnel to get to the bench. And the Lincoln staff here, Jimmy McGroarty and company, a little bit late to get out of the tunnel, had to scamper onto the bench. But now we're ready to drop the puck here in the third period. 20 minutes to go, presented by Big O Tires. And we drop the puck, and Lincoln was offside here to start that period, but they didn't whistle it as the Storm had possession. Gomez got it over to Valisano, and now Valisano moves into the zone here on the near side. Centering pass over to Poganski. Couldn't get a shot off. Lincoln able to take possession. Out of the zone it goes. Nice job by Freitag to work it back to Gomez. Gomez on the near side. Puck hit the stanchion near the penalty box and bounced right back into the Storm end. Gomez got it to Valisano in the center, who banked it off the wall to Freitag and neutralized. Freitag got it forward. Poganski got a piece of it and it's knocked out of play by Lincoln. We get a stoppage 36 seconds into the third and final period. Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Third period presented by Big O Tires. Face off to the right of Bitzer is won by Berger. Over to Wilkie with a shot save made by Bitzer. Won by Lincoln and then saved by Bitzer. And Lincoln moves into the Storm end. Paratino takes a hit from Curry. Gardner, nice little pass off the wall to Curry. And now moving forward, Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone as Curry went on our change. Wilkie with a shot save made by Bitzer. Rebound taken by Lincoln. Stars shoot it all the way into the Storm end on the netminder. Johansson linesman falls down here into the Storm end. Fans get a rise out of that as the Storm take the puck. Curry got knocked down. Puck's forced out of the zone. Back towards the Lincoln end. Picked back up by the Stars and brought into the Storm end onside. Tommy Marchand carried it in. Lebowski, nice pay over to McMurphy. McMurphy out of the zone. Found Eastman on the far side. Eastman to the center for McMurphy. Puck went wide of the net. McMurphy picks it up behind the net. Murphy got shoved into the wall. Puck moves around the near side walk. Lebowski keeps it in over to McMurphy. Now to the top of the zone and out for Lincoln. So the center for Lampasso knocked away by Gomez. Gomez on the far side wall now in front of his bench. Got it over to Kerr, who swept it out to neutralize. Here's McMurphy with it. McMurphy flipped it into the Lincoln end on the far side corner. Eastman chasing. Bitzer out of the net to play it. Lebowski got a piece up to Gomez. Back to Lebowski. To the center. McMurphy couldn't get a hold of it. Went wide of the net. Now Lincoln with it once more. And it's to the top and kept in by Eastman. Eastman lost it, though. Was taken off the puck by Lincoln. Here they come with a rush. Lincoln now on the far side. Max Humitz got it taken away by Kevin Kerr. And to the center, Gomez has it. Gomez lost it, though, to Humitz. And now Carey comes in for Lincoln. Lebowski trying to tie him up. Humitz and Gomez behind the net. Moves around the near side corner. Carey to the center. Knocked off the stick of Sacco. Taken out by Milan. Milan with a one-on-two here. Flips it in. Trying to go against a couple Lincoln players. Got it in deep. Storm make a change. They bring Hutchison and Mayer on. Nice shot by Gardner keeping the puck in deep. Gardner off the line to the center. And an opportunity was knocked away. And now Gardner gets a turnover in neutral ice and sends it back into the Lincoln end. It was deflected, though, and taken by Hutchison, who steered it wide of the crease. Behind the net it goes. Here's Lincoln with possession. 3 minutes into the third, Tri-City leading 3-2 in Lincoln. Into the zone, a shot was deflected by Gardner. Johansson smothered the puck. It came loose, and the officials blew the whistle as Johansson pounced back on top. Simonson with a good look there. His shot was deflected into Johansson, who covered up. Again, stoppage in play. 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the third, presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City leading Lincoln 3-2 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off to Johansson's right as the Storm win the face-off. Gomez around the far side, kept in by Lincoln, and out. Valisano got it forward. It's Poganski into the zone. Poganski on the far side got knocked off the puck. He went flying into the wall, but Valisano kept it in. Chance in front for Freitag. He couldn't handle the pass from Poganski. As Freitag works on the wall, can't get it out, and now it's sent all the way down by Lincoln. Icing is waved off. Back to get it was Kerr. He got upended. Lincoln with the puck. Gomez takes his man down. No call coming. And now Poganski around the far side. Worked up the wall by Freitag. Banked it out of the zone. Nice job by Freitag. Lincoln with it. Got into the zone. Sent in deep by the Stars. Debian takes a nice hit there by Kevin Kerr. And Valisano to the near side. Wilkie makes one move. Pass one man, Ward. Wilkie into the zone. Left it for Gomez with a quick shot. Went wide. Rebound. Wilkie down low. Continues with it. Try to find Berger in front. Taken away by Lincoln. On the back check, Wilkie trying to keep it in the zone. Taken out by Lincoln. Here's a one-on-two. Nice shot by Gomez to stop that play. And Gomez will start it forward for Tri-City. Gomez on the far side. Banks it in. Takes a hit. And sends it in behind Lincoln's end. Gomez lost his stick there. Got into it with a Lincoln player. Looked like that was Gazzillo for Lincoln. Curry keeps it in now on the far side wall. Colquist back to get it. Puck's loose here. It's sent in deep. Berger took a hit. Try to move it to the center, and Bitzer covered up. Curry pushing and shoving in front of the Lincoln net after the whistle. Berger gets in as well. 15-15 to go in this game here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City hang on to a 3-2 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Kevin Kerr coming right off the bench, having a discussion here with Johansson. Kerr just jumping off the bench just to talk to Johansson, relaying a message from the bench to the Storm netminder. And Kerr right back to the bench. Maybe a little message from assistant coach J.B. Bittner as Lincoln able to win the faceoff resuming play. Now we get a stoppage and a high stick. Whistle, not a penalty. Puck was played with a high stick by the Storm, and we get a faceoff in the Tri-City end. 15 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City has a 3-2 lead on Lincoln. All three of the Storm goals scored in the first period. Lincoln had a 1-0 lead in this game. Then Tri-City scored two straight shorthanded goals. And then a final goal from Blaboski at the end of the period. Had him up 3-1. Lincoln made it 3-2 in the second. And that's where we stand here in the third. Blaboski came in the Lincoln zone, got stood up there, but stayed on his feet. And now Lincoln able to take the puck back. Moving up the ice are the Stars. Into the zone, we get a stoppage. Maybe a penalty whistled here. Schultz out of the box with Hoff, and a penalty is whistled to Lincoln. A penalty has been whistled to Lincoln, and the Storm look like they're going on the Century 21 power play, but I believe Eastman will also go, so no power play. They take both players. Lincoln had possession of the puck when the whistle was called. Zach Fry will go, as well as Kyle Eastman. Each delay of game, as they must have been jarring behind the play. Lincoln offside, whistled here. 14:45 remaining in this game. Tri-City has a 3-2 lead on Lincoln. No loss of manpower on the ice with the two players in the box. We're still 5-on-5. As a faceoff in neutral ice, one forward by Lincoln into the Storm end. Milan got it up but not out. Now Milan again gets it out. Loose puck, got it to Hutchison. Mayer to Hutchison. Hutchison, breakaway, shoots, misses the net. Hutchison, another breakaway. That time set up by Mayer and Milan, and he missed the net. Gomez, though, wins a battle in neutral ice. Mayer got it to Milan, who lifted it up into the air and into the Lincoln end. Hunter Anderson being pursued by Mayer, who's got a turnover. Milan with a shot and a save made by Bitzer. Opportunities for the Storm. And the fourth line, Hutchison, has had three breakaways tonight. He's got 1 out of 3. That time, he was wide open alone. Set up by Mayer. Milan with a good shift as well there. Had a great look at the end set up by Mayer. Face off in the Lincoln end. Storm able to win it, but Schultz can't hang on and hold it in. Instead, he gets the neutral ice and banks it back in the Lincoln end. Bitzer leaves it there. Valisano comes in to take it away. Send it down low to Freitag. Freitag over to Pogansky in the far side corner. Pogansky cycles back. Down low. Loose stick onto the ice. Puck's moved up the wall. Freitag trying to keep it in. He can't. And now Freitag shoves down a Lincoln player. Nice strength from Freitag. Storm move into the zone onside. Pogansky was trying to play against Kolkvist. Freitag keeps it on the near side. Send it in deep. Pogansky. Pogansky up top for Hutton with a chance and a shot. Just missed wide by Valisano. Little pass down low to Valisano from Hutton. Now a chance in front from Pogansky got knocked away. And Lincoln able to pick up a loose puck out to neutral ice. It goes all the way down to the Storm end. Icing waved off. 13:18 to go in the game. Storm have the puck behind their own net. Hutton got it forward. Berger ran into Lampasso. He's a shot and a save. Johansson picks it up with a piece of the glove. Now down low, Lincoln. JBN taken away by Berger. Up the wall, Marchand intercepts. Marchand taken away by Kirk. Kept in at the line, though, by Lincoln again. Chance in front. Marchand, opportunity through the crease. Nobody there, not a shot. Now a shot was blocked in front. Another chance, and it's knocked away into the netting by Tri-City. Lincoln with a couple opportunities. Now Eastman and Fry are let out of the box. 3-2 the score, and If you weren't listening earlier in the broadcast, Frederick Larson has left this game with an injury, has not returned. So the Tri-City Storm now down to four natural defensemen plus Garrett Gomez. Seems to be here in the second half of the season that the Storm can never have enough defensemen. 12:48 to go in the game. Lincoln wins the faceoff. Block shot by Wilkie. Slides and blocks that shot at the point, and Lincoln comes back in offside. We get another whistle. 12:41 to go here in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City hanging on to a 3-2 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Lincoln whistles for offside. It's Berger, Wilkie, and Curry alongside Gardner and Schultz on the ice right now. Faceoff won by Lincoln. Sent in deep. Gardner back to get it for Tri-City. Behind the net. Gardner got it forward. Banked out of the zone off by Curry. Lincoln knocks it back in. Schultz there to get it in the far side corner. Banked it for Gardner in the near side. Gardner got it forward for Wilkie, who ran into a man, Fry. Puck at the top of the zone. Wilkie ends up getting it back, centering it to Schultz. Schultz got it out to Curry. Curry plays the neutral ice, finds Wilkie, who was trailing. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie shoots, and it's deflected up and out of play. Faceoff should stay in the Lincoln end. 12:11 to go here in the Big O Tires, third period. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop playing too much and get over to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Faceoff won by Tri-City, kept in nicely there by Gomez. Then in deep in the Lincoln end, but now the Stars have possession. Lebowski got a deflection and kept it into McMurphy. Now Lebowski, as he took a hit, standing in deep once more. Down low, Eastman against two Lincoln Stars. McMurphy coming into play on the backboard. Under 12 minutes to go in the game. Storm leading 3-2 here on the breeze. McMurphy and Eastman shoving it around. Eastman and McMurphy. McMurphy's got it. A shot missed the net. Rebound, Gomez coming in to keep it in. Gomez was upended, but he got control of the puck, kept it to Lebowski. Now McMurphy in the near side corner. Goes behind the net. Good work here by this line. McMurphy, Eastman, and Lebowski. But now Lincoln able to win possession, and they're out of the zone, into the Storm end. Opportunity towards the net, steered away by Eastman. Lampasso without a stick, upset. He feels it should have been a slash. No call coming. And now Eastman flips into Lincoln, and he upends his man. Eastman stuck his forearm out there, and Lincoln got it back into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Gomez got it forward. Now Milan. Milan past the red line. Milan turns on the speed, gets around a man. So the center, nobody there. And now Hutchison comes in to keep it alive over to Hutton. Hutton couldn't keep it in. Hutton banking it off the wall, got it back to Mayer. Mayer knocked it off the leg of Milan, and Hutton played it back in. Milan, the first man there. Milan at the bottom of the right circle, goes behind the net, controlling the puck. Up top for Schultz. Schultz with a shot. Deflection in front. Save made. Now down low Hutchison. Hutchison with some time. Centers it down low to Mayer. Mayer looking. Drew Mayer. Stopping. Takes a hit from two Lincoln players, but Milan comes into play. 10.5 to go in the third. Storm leading 3-2 on the breeze. Lincoln comes away with the puck. It's banked forward. Here's a race into the zone. Christensen tied up. No call coming as Hutton took Christensen off the play. Christensen had a break. He was ahead of Hutton. Hutton somehow got back and turned Christensen around. Christensen ran into the net. And the net came off, stopping play with 10:17 to go in the game. Storm may have dodged a bullet there, as Hutton could have easily been whistled to a penalty. Lincoln is arguing this non-call here with the official. For now, it looks like we're staying 5-on-5, 10:17 to go. You know, cars and trucks today last longer than ever, but you have to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance and a Big O Tires. They can take care of that for you with complete radiator, fuel system, power steering, brake system, and transmission plus service. Big O will take great care to ensure your vehicle is properly maintained. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 3-2, the lead for the Storm. We have not had a goal in over 10 minutes. As the last time we saw one was Brandon Smith on the power play from David Paratino and Zach Fry at 5:33. Fry now with assists on both Lincoln goals, both second assists, and that second one was added here after the intermission. 10:17 to go. Lincoln wins the faceoff with possession. Man without a stick on the ice here as a shot was blocked by Polganski. Now another shot was deflected wide, and Freitag has it. Freitag out of the zone, past the red line, got it in deep. Poganski trying to jostle for position with Franti fell down. And Lincoln has it in their own zone. Poganski back onto his feet. Lincoln able to get it back to neutralize. Bouncing puck. Nice move by Lincoln Tarantino. And he's taken down. No call coming. Tarantino got by Kerr. And he was taken down, but no call. Fans wanted it. Now Valisano back into the zone. Valisano sends it in deep on the back wall. Freitag with two Lincoln players there. Take the puck away. Taken back by Valisano, who sent it in deep. Storm going to get a change here as Lincoln has it. 9.5 to go in the game. Lincoln trailing 3-2 to Tri-City. Here's a chance from Kerr to Curry through neutral ice, but it was Curry was knocked off the puck as he came into the zone. Berger coming in to help out. Suicide battle on the far side by Lincoln's bench. Finally, the puck pops out. Berger sent it back to his own end where he thought there would be a defenseman there, but Gardner was just getting on the ice, and he's got to retreat in his own zone. Gardner got it out to neutralize. Lincoln has it, and it's banked forward. Gardner got a piece of it with his skate, but he's got to get back here, and here's a chance for Lincoln. Lincoln with an opportunity. Hops to the center and a score. Lincoln goal has tied this game at 3, and it's Dominic Sacco who scores for Lincoln. 8:54 to go in the game. Gardner got caught out of position, and screaming down the side came Lincoln with an opportunity, and Sacco just got it on a one-timer, beating Johansson, who was playing over to his right. Johansson was playing the shot on his right. The pass came in front, and a shot from Sacco just hit the inside of the right post into the back of the net. Now off the faceoff, Gomez is going to get whistled for playing the puck with a high stick, and the faceoff is back deep into the Storm end. And they're going to give the goal to Magnus Hoff here. I thought it was Sacco. They give Sacco the first assist, so maybe Sacco made the pass. But they're going to give Hoff the goal. Lincoln off the faceoff gets another chance in front. Big block in front by Gomez. Two blocks. Gomez with two blocks in front. Lincoln trying to threaten here as we're tied 3-3 with 8.5 to go. Now here comes McMurphy in a rush for Tri-City. McMurphy turning on the Jets. McMurphy in the zone. And he shot it wide. I might have tried to pass it, but he didn't get a shot on net. And now out of the zone, the puck comes. Eastman trying to get possession back, and he does over to Kevin Kerr. 8:15 to go in the game. Kerr sent it forward. Lebowski into the zone. Lebowski trying to find Eastman. Got to him. Got it down low. McMurphy. McMurphy got spun around. Puck is in the Lincoln end here. Stars have it, and they move to neutral ice. Dabien. Cross ice pass. Here's Lincoln in onside. A shot. Johansson with a big left pad save. Marching down low to Dabien. Big hit by Gardner there. Dabien into the far side corner. Gardner's on him. Big battle there. Back down low to Lampasso. Lampasso wraparound chance. Johansson save. Another shot went wide. Lebowski trying to get possession. He does. Lebowski banked off the near side. Eastman trying to get it out. He does. Storm need a change here. It's banked back in. Gardner kicked it out to neutralize again. Lampasso shoots it back into the Storm end. Gardner back behind his net. Gardner got it to Schultz. Schultz turn it over. Chance in front for Lincoln. No shot came. Dabien in the near side with a shot that's deflected up top. Another shot blocked by Hutchison. Hutchison down, but he gets back up. Hutchison into the play. Lincoln with the puck. Another shot blocked by Hutchison. And now it's kept in again by Lincoln. Down low, Lampasso. Lampasso, the center, went over the stick there of a Lincoln player, Jonathan Dabien. Now it's back behind the net again. Opportunity in front, knocked away by Tri-City. Milan plays it on the far side. Gardner trying to get it out. And he does. Gardner gets it out. It's played by Pittman for Lincoln. 6:45 to go in the game. 3-3 the score. Lincoln, dangerous play there. They almost got called for too many men. Instead, icing gets waved off as the puck's deep in the Storm end. And now a battle behind the Storm net. Gomez is on. Gomez battling with Smith. Valisano got a piece of it. It's up but not out. A shot whistles wide of the net. Just a keep-in shot by Lincoln, but it went up high and wide. Now it's down low again. Paratino. Schultz trying to work with it on the far side. Lincoln really with great possession here. Paratino's stick got caught up with Schultz. No calls either side. And Hutchison lifts it out of the zone. Lincoln's going to try to come right back in again. Here's Fry into the zone. Centering pass. Far side. Shot saved. Johansson. Big right pad saved from Johansson. Now it's Valisano. He tried to pass. It was deflected. And Lincoln's got a chance in front. and a score! Magnus Hoff makes it 4-3, and if they keep that second goal for Magnus Hoff, that's a hat trick for Hoff. Tri-City hemmed into their own zone over the last couple minutes, and Lincoln has scored two, and they take a 4-3 lead. Icebox is rocking right now with 5:54 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Johansson was all over the place on that play. And at the top, with great patience in front to wait out Johansson, who was in position, but then he went down and Magnus Hoff roofed it. Storm win the faceoff. They come into the Lincoln end. And it's dumped in deep by Wilkie. Now around the far side, up top, knocked out of the zone by the Stars. Banked right back in by Hutton. Storm tag up. Curry over to get it. Curry back down low, Berger. Berger behind the net. Got it to the center. Taken away by Lincoln. And it's out to neutral ice. Lincoln with an opportunity now. And an offside whistled on Lincoln. And as I see here, the goal is whistled. Sorry. The first goal of the third period for Lincoln was given to Dominic Sacco, so not a hat trick for Hoff. Hoff with two goals in the game. Sacco scored that first goal on the one-timer, and then Hoff with a goal to make it 4-3 Lincoln. Storm had scored three in a row in the first. Now the Stars have scored three in a row over the last two periods. Tri-City going to try to regroup and make a comeback bid with 5 minutes to go here in this game. Lincoln has it at neutral ice, and a shot was deflected off the back wall, comes out hot in front of the net. Kevin Curry able to stop it and get it to Eastman, who made a nice pass over to McMurphy. We're now inside the Diamond Vogel, final five. McMurphy into the zone, over to Lebowski. Lebowski with a shot, missed the net wide. Now around, the rebound goes. It's kept in by Gomez, but now taken out by Lincoln. And they've got a rush here on the far side. Move from Limpasso to the net, blocked by Gomez. Gomez around the near side wall. Another shot to the net, blocked by Milan. Milan for Tri-City lifts it to neutral ice, bouncing back by the Lincoln end. 4.5 to go in the game. Lincoln has taken a 4-3 lead. Puck back in on Johansson. He steers it over to Gardner. Gardner over to Mayer now on the far side. Finding Milan. Far side wall. Milan past the red line. Into the zone. Back to Mayer. Got the stick knocked out of his hands. A penalty whistle to Lincoln. Flashing call to Lincoln. As Mayer had his stick knocked out of his hands, the Tri-City Storm heads to a Century 21 power play with just 4:12 to go in the third period. Third presented by Big O Tires, and we're inside the final five presented by Diamond Vogel. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 2 minutes for slashing. Whistle to David Paratino. Tri-City, the Century 21 power play. 4-3 Lincoln lead. Storm looking to try to tie it up here. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Berger up top for Kerr on the left point. Kerr got it back to Berger. Now Kerr to the center, Gomez. Gomez with a shot, was blocked. And the puck is kept in by Gomez. Fantastic work by Gomez. Polganski tried to get control down low. Big pile up behind Bitzer in the Lincoln net. Seconds ticking off from the Century 21 power play. Three Storm players trying to dig it out from behind Bitzer. Still moving with the puck. Tri-City has it. Centering pass for Gomez at the top. Gomez, nice play to Polganski on the far side. He leaves it down low. And now it's back up top, Gomez. Over to Kerr. Winds and fires. The shot was blocked out of the zone. Gomez recovers. Berger going to bring it right back in. Berger now. Berger holding on the right circle. Try to flip it up to Gomez. He got it there. Back to Berger now. Berger from the near side corner. Back to Gomez. Takes on a shot. Finds Kerr on the left point. Down low. Wilkie on the left circle. Wilkie looking to make a play. Down low. Goes to Berger on the goal line. Kerr with a one-timer. Save Bitzer. And he hangs on. 49 seconds remain in the Paratino slashing penalty. We've got 3 minutes to go in the game. Lincoln has taken a 4-3 lead, scoring three consecutive goals. Tri-City had a 3-1 lead in this game but haven't scored since late in the first period. The goals in the third for Dominic Sacco and Magnus Hoff of Lincoln. Face off one in deep to the Lincoln end, and Milan can't hold it in on the right point. A clearing attempt for Lincoln goes all the way down. Johansson there. Leaves it for Schultz. Schultz behind the net. Jalen Schultz on the near side. Got Milan. Milan gains the red line. Shoots in deep. Hits the far side corner over to Lebowski. Lebowski kept it in. Schultz. Schultz now. Milan on the right point. Milan down to the circle. Gets it back. Now on the circle again. Valisano. Valisano down low. Lebowski. Up top. Milan. 16 seconds left on the Century 21 power play. Valisano. Lebowski. Milan. Now Lebowski in the right circle. Down low, Valisano looking with 5 seconds to go on the power play. Milan with a shot. Deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. Down Lebowski. Man out of the box for Lincoln. Lebowski fed it in front and his chance was missed on. Schultz keeps it in though for Tri-City. McMurphy had a great chance but he couldn't get it. Now it's down low, Valisano. Over to Lebowski. 2 minutes to go in the game. Lincoln's got possession and they're out of the zone. Stars taken away by Gomez. Gomez past the red line with Paratino on his back. Left it for Lebowski. Now Wilkie in the zone. Wilkie, far side, stops in the corner. Wilkie sends it in deep. Berger to the center. Opportunity for Curry. He missed. Now Gomez down low. Got it over to Wilkie. Wilkie down low. 90 seconds to go in the game. Berger with it. Berger in the corner on the near side. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr fakes on a shot. Shoots it all the way high. I believe it's deflected out of play. Kerr was trying to get it down low, but it was deflected up and into the netting and out of play. 1:26 to go in this game. Jim Holton will use his timeout to talk things over. Here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. What a game it has been here. Tri-City and Lincoln. Pretty even game. Pretty even series the whole season between these teams. Almost all the games have been one-goal games. And right now, Lincoln has a 4-3 lead on Tri-City. Lincoln scored the first goal of this game, Magnus Hoff on the power play. Tri-City then responded with two shorthanded goals while killing the same penalty. Poganski shorthanded, then Hutchison shorthanded. And then Lebowski scored from Eastman to give the Storm a 3-1 lead after one. In the second period, Lincoln scored a goal from Brandon Smith to make it 3-2. And now here in the third, they have two goals from Dominic Sacco and Magnus Hoff, who's got his second of the night. Hoff now in double digits this season in 43 games with 10 goals. Sacco, who's been a Storm killer over the last couple games, he's got 10 goals in the season as well. And that's three goals for Sacco in the past two games between these two teams. So, 1:26 to go. The net is empty for Tri-City. Johansson to the bench. 6-on-5. Fans on their seat. Fans on their feet. Out of their seat in Lincoln. Berger on the draw for Tri-City. It's to the right of Visser. Minute 26 to go. Storm has the extra attacker. Net is empty. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebowski to Wilkie. Back to Lebowski in the left circle. Now Wilkie at the center. Gomez. Gomez on the far side. Got it to Valisano, who's working at the top of the right circle. Up top, Gomez, and we get a stoppage. And a whistle. And a penalty. Oh, I don't know if it's a penalty or what. Maybe it's a crease violation? Faceoff. We get a stoppage and there's a face-off out to neutral ice, so it must have been a crease violation on Tri-City because it's still 5-on-5. Johansson back onto the ice now. Minute 14 to go. Face-off's won deep in the Lincoln end. And it's up and out of the zone. Storm had the empty net with Johansson was pulled and Lincoln scores. And the official's waving it off. Hold on, the official may be waving this off. The puck went in. Officials waving it off. No goal for Lincoln. Fans are chanting here. I don't think they realize. The goal has been waved off. Minute and 2 seconds to go in the game. The goal is waved off. Offside on Lincoln. The fans can't believe it. Offside is the whistle. And they're going to reset the clock here. 1 minute and 3 seconds to go in the game. Johansson back in the net. Tri-City trailing 4-3, still in it. Gomez, off the faceoff, got it over to Lebowski, who gloved it down. He got hit, but kept it alive for Gomez. Gomez now to Lebowski. Lebowski lost it in the center, and now here's Lincoln with an opportunity and a shot, and they score. I think it's John Simonson that scores. And that will be a 5-on-5 goal as Johansson was in the net. And that'll be it. A Lincoln win will be the result of this one. Hard-fought battle from Tri-City. But here in the third period, down to just four defensemen and Garrett Gomez, the Storm could not pull it together, and they have allowed three goals here in this third. Lincoln now with a 5-3 lead with 47 seconds to go, and it was John Simonson that scored on a turnaround shot that went low and beat Johansson, went under Johansson. Puck's in the corner now in the Storm end. Milan has it for Tri-City. Milan will shoot it towards the Lincoln end, rolls into the Lincoln end. Loose puck picked up by Lincoln, just 25 seconds to go now. And it's back to the Storm end. Icing's waved off as Hoff was thrown wide of the net. Final 15 seconds now. Gardner has it for Tri-City. Over to Hutton. Hutton holding on it, just chips it forward out of the zone. And that'll be it here for this one. Final score, 5-3 Lincoln. They get the win. Drew Mayer has a couple final words to say to the Stars at the end of this one. Final score, 5-3. Lincoln gets the win and takes 2 out of 3 from Tri-City here in this mini-series between the two teams. We'll take a break and come back with the old Chicago post-game show next on The Breeze 94.5.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people.
and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Final score of this one, Tri-City Storm drops it to the Lincoln Stars, 5-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, your home for Storm Hockey. All season, we're inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, here as we enter the Stadler Implement game recap, really a tale of two halves for the Tri-City Storm. In the first half of this game, they played very well, and they had some shorthanded goals that really kept them in the lead for the majority of this game. Storm led 3-1 after one period. They got two shorthanded goals from Poganski and Hutchison. And then Dan Lebowski added a goal from Kyle Eastman in the Storm. Things looked good after one period. They had a 3-1 lead. In the second period, they played very well. And really, in my opinion, just as good as Lincoln, but didn't get anything to show for it and lost the second period 1-0, the only goal for Brandon Smith. And so in the third period, Lincoln entered with some momentum. And the worst problem the Storm had was, again, they were short defensemen, and you could see it later in the game. The puck was deep in the Storm end. Lincoln was controlling the play, and without the body of Frederick Larson onto the ice, Lincoln able to take control. Storm were down to just five players playing defense, and it was tough at the end for Tri-City. The Stars able to score three goals in the final 10 minutes. Dominic Sacco from Magnus Hoff and Zach Pittman at 11:06. Then Magnus Hoff from Brandon Smith and David Paratino at 14:06. And the final one came in the final minute of the game when the Storm were trying to get Johansson off. Johansson in the net and on the ice at the time of the goal. John Simonson from Brandon Smith and Tommy Marchand. Simonson now with 18 goals here this season, leading the Lincoln team in scoring all year. And a thorn in the Storm side really all season. The last couple games, Dominic Sacco has been coming up with some big goals here tonight. He gets the game-tying goal at 11:06, and then Magnus Hoff with the game winner in the third period. It was his second goal of the game. And the Lincoln Stars, with the three-goal third period, defeat the Tri-City Storm by a score of 5-3 here tonight, and that is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6. In Minden. Now time to honor the New West Sports Medicine three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us. Third star of the game tonight goes to Austin Poganski. He has had a couple great games here in Lincoln, a very visible skater for the Storm tonight. Scored a goal in the first period. Second star for Lincoln goes to Brandon Smith. Smith in this game was active. He had a goal and two assists on the final goals here for Lincoln. Brandon Smith, the second star of the game. And the first star for Lincoln, Magnus Hoff, scores two goals in this game, including the game winner in the third period. Again, final score, Lincoln winning this one 5-3. And we are now joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Coach, another back-and-forth game here for you guys, and a game where you went down with an injury early in the game. Frederick Larson takes a hit up high and has to go off. Maybe, first of all, talk about what it's like playing shorthanded again on defense, and then maybe give us an update on Freddie's injury.
Well, I mean, we talked about it before the game with the injuries and sickness, having Gamaz back there, but then you drop down to five with a forward. Schultz gets a fight. It caught up to us. We got tired defense caught at the end of the game, and you know, we don't know on Freddie now. It's a lower body injury. We'll have to see tomorrow when the swelling goes down. But in all likelihood, at the very very earliest would be next weekend.
Maybe assess the overall performance of your team in this game, because it seemed like it was a battle, and there was momentum shifts either way.
Yeah, we were just okay. I thought, despite having the lead in the first, I didn't think it was a great period. I thought we were just okay. We had one great shift where we scored two shorthanded goals. We should have been able to capitalize the momentum. I thought it was a poor job of officiating in the second period, caused it to be a really choppy period. We had to kill off a lot of penalties. And then in the third, I actually thought the first 10 minutes of the third was our best stretch of the hockey game. We had a couple chances. Hutch hit the post. Probably a different story there, but you know what? We just couldn't sustain it. We ran out of fuel on the back end and coughed up a couple two-on-ones. We turned pucks over inside our zone, which is a cardinal sin at any level.
You mentioned the officiating, and I'm just wondering the explanation you got. Obviously, the big turning point there on the second period, they score a goal in a 5-on-3. Danny Lebowski whistled for a roughing penalty and saw you pretty upset there on the bench.
Yeah, I thought there'd been some chintzy calls before. To be quite honest, I couldn't see the penalty that was called on Lebowski, so I wasn't even really arguing that one. I just thought there'd been a few early in the game. But you know what? We can't blame officiating. We had a power play chance at the end, and we didn't produce. So, you know what? The power plays were probably pretty close to being even. Yeah, they had a 5-on-3, but that was a long stretch away from where it counted. We had a chance to tie the game on a power play, and we didn't get the job done, plain and simple.
First game in the USHL for Matthew Freitag. Maybe assess what you saw from him tonight.
Like what I see. Big body, skates well, shoots the puck well. Wasn't intimidated by the environment, made some good hustle plays away from the puck, and he's just going to get better and better with a comfort level, so very impressed.
Austin Pogansky picks up another goal here on the road tonight. Obviously, it was a shorthanded breakaway goal, so maybe not a hard-working goal like you normally see from him, but it seemed like he was also very visible tonight for you guys.
No, he was real good. I haven't seen the shot chart from the third period, but he had 67 shots through two periods, and we had talked this week with him about trying to get five shots a game in the scoring area, in the house. He did that tonight, you know, a skilled play on the shorthanded breakaway, and he was effective all night. For whatever reason, he plays really well in here. Now the challenge, and I talked to him this week about it, the challenge is there can't be a dip in the level tomorrow night. That's the big challenge at a young age, is consistency, and everybody strives for it, but that's where we're trying to push Austin, is that's your bar, that's your standard, let's bring that every night.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 5-3 to Lincoln. We're joined by the head coach, Jim Holton, here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Coach, you still got two more games on the weekend. How important is it for you guys to brush this off and look right ahead for tomorrow?
Well, Jude, we don't have any time to feel sorry for ourselves. And this is two games in a row. We've given up five goals. So that tells you right there that our commitment and our play away from the puck has to improve. And the worst thing we can do is sit here and go into tomorrow's game looking at the standings. Because I'll tell you what, this Fargo team beat Sioux City, put up 51 shots on them on Wednesday night. So we had darn well better be ready.
Not only that, but they're sitting in Kearney here with a night off tonight, ready to go for tomorrow. So we'll see a good battle tomorrow night in Kearney. Coach, we thank you for joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Derek.
Take a quick break here on The Breeze, and we'll come back to conclude tonight's broadcast here from Lincoln, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Wrapping things up here on the Old Chicago postgame show, Tri-City Storm fall to the Lincoln Stars 5-3 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's get you tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Tonight's Grinder of the Night, Nick Hutchison. Hutchison scores a shorthanded goal, hits the post on another breakaway, had a fantastic night, visible all over the ice, and was blocking shots in front. Nick Hutchison, who's improved his play here over the last couple weeks, coming back from a long-term injury. Great to see him contributing here tonight with his second goal of the season. Congrats to Nick Hutchison on the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. And finally, let's check the out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. As we look at the scores from around the USHL, Indiana defeats Waterloo 6-2. Muskegon wins in overtime over Des Moines 5-4. Cedar Rapids goes into Sioux City and defeats the Musketeers 5-2. Omaha on the road in Green Bay with a 4-1 win. And right here, Lincoln over Tri-City by a final score of 5-3. Well, as I said before to Coach, not a lot of time for the Storm to talk this one over. They've got to refocus and get ready for Fargo both tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow's broadcast will start at 6:45 with the Viero Wireless pregame show from the Viero Event Center. Sunday afternoon's broadcast will start at 2:45 for a 3:05 puck drop at the Viero Event Center. Some great times ahead here at the Viero Event Center this weekend. On Saturday night, I Love Country Night with bacon and beer specials all night. Should be a great night at the Viero Event Center. Sunday afternoon is Sunday Fun Day, and a lot of opportunities for you to get some great value at the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets, head to stormhockey.com or to the Viero Event Center box office. And until tomorrow night, I'm Jared Schaffrin. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.